the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on you, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 623.
Suck it!
And we have Doug to Naples once again. Welcome back, Doug.
Yeah.
Billy and Ben, my people, how are you?
Wonderful.
We're doing pretty good. I had Ben over at my house the other night for a dinner party.
Yeah.
And I left him there alone. I didn't really catch up with you yet. Everything go okay? Did you get kidnapped or anything?
No.
I left you alone with Joe.
I know. That was fine.
Everything was fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know.
Okay.
I left, and then you were still there, and I heard that things got a little wild, but nobody told me what happened.
Nothing. What the fuck are you talking about?
Nothing wild?
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. Joe said you had a really good time. He said it in like a very weird way.
Okay.
He's like, Ben had a really good time.
Why are we talking about this at the beginning of the show?
Because you were at my house and
we
I had to leave.
We have a guest here. What the fuck does this have to do with him?
I don't know.
Okay.
Doug, how you doing? You want to come over to my house?
Come over to your house. Your cool mom will be there. Cool mom, Christian mom.
Yeah, I'll invite my cool Christian mom over to the party too. It'll be good times.
We'll talk about Christian things.
Yeah. You can try and convert me. Like I'm all for conversion. I just have to believe, right? That's my problem.
Yeah.
I haven't hit that belief point.
It's the only requirement is like you don't have to even be good. It's like, oh, you gotta boast in your sin. You could be a total scoundrel. You just gotta believe.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a sweet boy and that's enough for me, but maybe I would become a scoundrel and then just become a Christian. It would benefit me greatly if I was a scoundrel, I think. I haven't done the math yet.
Yeah, the key is, and this is going to just turn off your entire audience, the key is you have to have your sins forgiven. And so there's not an additional requirement besides that. You have to believe to get your sins forgiven. He's going, what happened to my show?
Wouldn't you like some forgiveness?
Just turned into a televangelist.
Yeah. So, Earthworm Jim, yeah. Indiegogo, very successful. Holy shit.
We set the record. That's a brand new record for a single campaign.
Over $750,000.
Doug, that turned me on. Please fuck my booty hole, a.k.a. the eggy hole.
Egghead? That's not a very Christian thing to say. OMG. But thank you for your $20, yeah. Egghead. So this is awesome. This is the highest campaign on all of Indiegogo ever.
Yeah, and the store's going to only be open for 2 more weeks, and I close it down, and you don't get no book.
Oh man!
So, but it's hopping. I'm real proud of it. I've been working I'm working my ass off on these pages. This is Evil the Cat. I got a Princess. What's her name's in it? The Queen, Psycho. Everything. Anyone's a fan of the game. And you know, I'm normally like a screenwriter. Like I write for TV and I sell my movies into Hollywood. So it actually has a very tight, responsible, fun, hopping story. Like when I mean responsible, I mean like it's a real story. And then on top of it is kind of the skin of the goofy Earthworm Jim. But there's a real heartfelt, great action adventure in there.
It's awesome. Watching you on your streams when you're drawing and coloring and everything is just it's super chill. It's really fun. I love just
it's not high energy like you guys.
Well, we don't have talent.
You make a comic in slow motion pretty much. So it's like when I turn on the draw, it's like, oh, that's a panel. And it's still a panel. We're drawing a panel.
It's awesome though. It's really good to just sit back and watch and your conversation's always jovial at least.
I'll invite you guys on. I'll throw the link to you guys. I'll throw the little StreamYard link. You can hop in. Like 11 a.m. I usually do a show. And you can just pop in and just say, hey, and then get out if you don't have time. You can come. You don't be a stranger.
Yeah. All right.
I wake up around that time, so I'll go like do my hair and come in.
Is there a new game in the works too?
Yes. Yes. The Intellivision company, I don't know if you guys are kids. So this is like back when you were a, a thought in your parents' mind. There was this console called Intellivision, right? And they're relaunching the Intellivision. The guy basically who did the music for Earthworm Jim bought the Intellivision rights. So he's coming out with a whole new reboot of the console, and he secured a deal to do launch a new Earthworm Jim game solely for that console to help launch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's all kinds of moving parts.
And obviously people love Earthworm Jim. So this could bring the Intellivision back like big time.
Yeah.
This could be the catalyst.
I've seen the reboots of the classic Intellivision games, Burger Time and stuff that they're doing. They're fantastic looking, you know, just a refresh and new, and they're made for multiplayer for 2 to 4 players. So they're kind of trying to bring back like families playing games together instead of going off, you know, into their room. They don't want to compete with that market and the number of polys and all that. So they're going, we're going to bring people back together and we're going to, you know, kill it with this game. But the character itself, it is amazing. Your generation, you know, they were just the right age coming in. As kids, you know, to hit them in that sweet spot. Their young memory, many of them are like Earthworm Jim and Mario and Battletoads and things like that. So,
yeah. Did you think Battletoads, did you think it was maybe just kind of a Ninja Turtles ripoff?
You know, that never occurred to me. I just thought it was a terrible game. I really liked the characters in the setup. I liked the idea of battling toads. I just thought the controls were a little wooden, like just not quite intuitive. The game was tuned to be a little hard. But I actually thought the characters were original and really fun. I don't know if you could do anything with it because they're just like, there's a green one and a yellow one. It's just a toad, big buff toad. Okay.
I only ever remember playing Battletoads on the Game Gear.
There was one for NES and for Genesis. And then there was Battletoads Double Dragon because they're the same type of game, like the beat 'em up style game. Yeah. So
walk to the right, beat 'em up. They're redoing Battletoads right now. One of the Earthworm Jim animators is on, Eric Saccone is the lead animator on Battletoads being made in the UK right now. He went over to England to work on that. So he was just like a grunt on our team, like a intro animator. And now he's lead animator on Battletoads, and the animation looks amazing. I don't know how the game's going to play, but the new Battletoads, you can see bits of it. I saw the internet blowing up on it like, hey, you crushed my dreams as a kid. I'm like, shut up, kid. This is good animation. It's good.
So I guess not covering the debate right now while it's going on, most people are watching the debates right now.
Why would they do that?
No, you don't got to worry about that because most people don't care. So the kind of people that watch this show of Billy throwing up on himself in the opening credits.
No. They do want to watch that, though.
We want to give them the pukes.
I want to watch them throw up before I watch a debate, too. I mean, just saying. I think no.
Well, they probably want both. They probably prefer both. Now, we're not going to actually watch the debate because the last time we did that, we got like a strike for 24 hours. They did that.
So did Steven Crowder. They nailed him.
Oh, yeah, they did that to a whole bunch of people. Some people got strikes that didn't go away. Ours went away because we were playing the debate and then playing recordings of Simpsons character voices over each person while they were talking.
Oh, that's good.
Who's the guy that looks like Homer Simpson?
I don't remember all the name. Like, yeah.
His name was Cory Booker looks a lot like Homer Simpson. He's got the bald head and the big bulging eyes.
He does have the debate, the bulging though.
Eyes. The reason why you don't have to watch it is, can you think of one point they would bring up that would be like unique and amazing, like outside of the box of what you already know about every single candidate, like what their position? What do you think their position is on abortion? Think they're for it or against it?
I already know that, but I don't disagree with that. So you're not going to swing me.
I want to see Andrew Yang dunk on somebody
because he can play ball. Is he a baller?
I don't know. He did a video on an 8-foot net recently, and he did a slam dunk on the 8-foot net. So I figure
he's the
most
normal. He's the most least lizard alien like of them all. I like that guy.
He's running on a platform focused towards humanity, but it's all like business minded. Like it's not a socialist program. It's like redoing the way that we break down the money system to benefit the people and take some of the stress off of. Like the way that we're wasting money right now, he's got a really smart approach to everything. It's probably impossible to actually put into play, but I like the thought behind it at least. He's not coming here with these promises. He's coming here with like solutions to problems. He's not saying Trump is the fucking evil we have to win to beat Trump. Like everybody else seems to be running on. Everybody else is like, I gotta stop Trump. That's what we gotta do. And it's like, well, so you're voting on, or you're running on a platform where you just have to win to win. So Trump loses. You're not actually bringing any sort of prospects to the table here.
The Green New Deal. They have to save the world.
Somebody has to.
Somebody has to do something.
Trump's about to kill all the vapes, the e-vapes, the e-cigs.
I saw that. What a bad move.
I have a story about that, too. Yeah.
That's the only position I disagree with Trump on is the vape thing.
The only one?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
I think of another one that I ought to be against. By the way, I like the crystal chick. The chick on crystals, the crazy spacey one from the Bay Area. Who's that?
Oh, what? I can't remember her damn name.
Let's listen to like a few minutes of Marianne what they're talking
Williamson,
about.
I think, maybe.
Let's see.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
She is the best. She's such a sweetheart. She's out though, right?
Be able to have their current insurance. That's
so now they're talking
years.
About health care.
I don't think that's a bold idea.
Is this Warren?
I think it's a bad idea.
No,
come on.
Now, what I favor
it's what's
that
the other
Barack
one.
Barack Obama wanted to do from the very beginning, and that is a.
I don't remember
option.
Her name. This is part of the problem with these debates. There's too many of them and most of them have no chance at all, so that's really aggravating. I'm like, I can't even remember this woman's name right now, the one that's speaking. And I don't want to show the video.
Cindy Lou Who?
She's
Cindy
like
Lou Who? It's down to three. It's Bernie, Biden, or Warren.
Right.
Bernie, Biden, Elizabeth
and Biden
Warren.
Like if you believe the polling, Biden is way ahead even though he's dipping. A lot of people
he's going to die before they even run.
We're running a platform on like social justice and anti sex crime shit. And yeah. I don't see how he can possibly win in that party with all the fucking touchy-feely stuff he does. It doesn't make sense to me.
Check out this video that came out today it's been out, but you know, people forget easily. This is in 2015. When Biden was asked why he wasn't running the year Hillary ran. Check out what he says.
It's been a big week. How are you feeling about this decision?
Good. It's the right decision for the family. It's the right decision for us.
Is it that you think you couldn't win or that you didn't want to run?
I couldn't win. I'll be very blunt. If I thought we could have.
So why is he running now?
Because the candidates are so weak, he thinks he can win.
Yeah. Well, you know, he bowed down to Hillary and let Hillary run.
Maybe he thought Hillary had a better chance of winning.
When you're the vice president for 8 years, it's your time to run, normally, I would say. You should be, like, the leader of your party at that point.
True. Plus, back then, everyone thought Hillary was going to take it. They thought she had a chance. I'm with her.
But the last time a vice president... Oh, yeah. Everybody thought Hillary was a shoo-in. I thought Hillary was a shoo-in in 2008 when she stepped down for Obama. I thought they were going to give it to her then, run Obama for 8 years, put Hillary in. We had Trump come in with like this new Republican. He was running on like conspiracy values. It's
Ben, isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome?
No.
Oh, yeah.
But when's the last time a vice president actually won? It was George H.W., right?
That's right, George H.
And he only had four years. So the vice presidents really aren't that strong running.
Yeah, they're always weak. They're always weak. They're thin candidates. They're because they tend to be quieter. They're kind of the beta male type. The main bossy guy.
Like Dan Quayle. Remember Dan Quayle?
Yeah. That guy have a shot?
I don't think he even ran.
I think being painted as
maybe
like.
Maybe he did, but he didn't get anywhere.
You're being painted as the beta anyways, right? The vice is the beta to the alpha president. They might as well call him beta president. It's
but
not
then
even
there was the you know someone died, like
that's it.
Then there was someone like Dick Cheney who was a lot more in charge than most vice presidents, but he knew he was so unlikable that like there wasn't even a question whether or not he would have ran.
And he had like 7 heart attacks. There's no way you're not going to run. You had 7 heart attacks.
He shot his friend in the face, and they tried to cover that up. It was hilarious.
His friend apologized to him.
I know. Sorry I got in the way of your shotgun blast.
They never showed the video footage, but like he dove right when Cheney was shooting the gun at the bird. He dove and he stuck his face right between the gun and the bird.
He was like, not the bird, take me.
Yeah, take me, Dick.
Man.
I like Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was my favorite troll word anytime I wanted to set off my friends who were all animators and stuff. I'd just walk around with my Dick Cheney t-shirt at Nickelodeon, and they'd all just come unglued.
He's like a well-fed Montgomery Burns, right?
Yeah, kind of.
He's a good man, though. He's brutal. He's an atheist like you guys, so he has more in common with you guys than me. You're more Dick Cheney than me. I'm just saying.
Because he has a gay daughter, he's more accepting of gay lifestyles than most people as far to the right as him.
As a father, isn't it kind of like a nice little consolation prize knowing your daughter's not going to get pregnant, like when she's 16?
When she came out as gay, he came out and supported her. So again, you guys support gay coupling. So you're more like Dick Cheney than me.
Yeah.
You're more like Dick Cheney just because, in so many ways.
No. Just because we agree on a few issues, no, there's no way we're more like Dick Cheney than you.
We also gutted out like the core, the basis structure of our military and sold it off to Halliburton so they could do all the jobs that our soldiers usually would have done for profit.
Isn't it weird that when we get into a war that lasts over a decade, that some of the defense contracting companies that we hired while Cheney was vice president were the same that he worked for, that he was the head of?
Well,
he still own
talk
like,
about a job creator.
He took
all the work away from the military that they'd been doing for decades and gave it to his own company. That's a job creator right there. Dick Cheney.
Yeah, but look,
which
Democratic person hasn't gotten money from Planned Parenthood? That's their employer. So their employer, all these woke unions that all give millions of dollars, these campaigns, that's who they work for. So it's no different than Cheney saying, look, I'm going to take over Halliburton.
We'll
skim a little war money off over here on these contractors.
I'm the more moderate one here when it comes to the abortion. Billy here, he thinks you should at least have a mandatory one.
I think your first pregnancy should be forced abortion. Just get it out of the way.
Are you a second child, though? Wouldn't only a second child come up with that?
I'm a first child.
Oh, because, you're a first child. Ooh, that's really dangerous.
No.
Whoa. You're going dark with that one.
No. Long story short, I don't think, you know, that we should force the abortion, but I do think that the stigma around abortion is too strong, and I would do everything possible to make women feel comfortable making that choice if they feel like it's the choice that's best for them. I would much rather have Planned Parenthood taking all these unborn children's lives than just one Halliburton killing the full-born child, so they can make more money on the battlefield. It's a fair trade.
You realize
for me.
If you kill an unborn child, you're killing adults also. Like, they're going to grow up to be big people. So it's not like magic what happens to
them. When I eat a sunflower seed, I'm not eating an entire field of flowers.
No, but you're eating the sunflower seed. That's as much of a seed as it needs to be until it goes in the ground and becomes a plant. But if you eat that seed, there's no way that plant exists without that seed. You're a continuum. Just like there's an old man, you know, 70 years down the road that's going to be you, Billy, an old man. Yeah. If we kill you now,
maybe.
We kill the old man.
Who knows?
I don't kill old man. I just killed Billy.
Old man, take a look at your life.
Some people never make it to old man.
So, like, that's why I like Andrew Yang, because if women have a nice $1,000 a month stipend, they're more likely to bring their babies into this world. Knowing they get that $1,000 a month, don't have to rely on the deadbeat dad. Like, this, the single mother problem in America, it really falls on the hands of all these dickless little dick fathers that can't take care of their kids. Like Doug, you take care of your family. You're not one of them. But there's a lot of little dickless
kids,
motherfuckers
out
there.
I take care of them.
Yeah.
I only neglect them when I'm working on my book, which is for 4 months straight.
Which is fine. Like, they still got snacks laying around, right? They're not starving.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of Yang crowd surfing?
Yeah. I think it was CNN or it was MSNBC that called him John Yang. Like, they're fucking with this guy so much. They're leaving him off of all the advertisements. They're giving him the wrong name.
I want to see Trump crowd surf. I need Trump doing
that. He's too old.
Forget this Yang guy.
He's too old to do that shit.
They just need more hands to keep his bones from shattering. They just need more hands on him. Need a little more support.
This is the biggest surfing a politician has done since Marion Barry's carpet surfing at the Washington, D.C. hotel when he dropped his crack rock.
So. Everyone, if you're watching the stream right now, please like the stream. Make sure you're still subscribed. Also, a few quick promotional things. Down below, I have a link to our new calendar. We have a new Google calendar. If you click the link below, it'll link it to your Google calendar on your mobile device or on your computer. And that'll let you know who's coming up on the show and what dates the shows are happening. It's very important because YouTube doesn't notify everybody. But if you set up your notifications through Google Calendar, you will be notified of every show. Also, we have a link down below for our Discord. Feel free to join our Discord if you want to check that out. And that's
what's the money thing for up there? How do we get that money thing up? Is that's for a bonus show, right?
Yeah,
we actually already hit the goal for a bonus show.
Yeah, we did. This is kind of a secondary goal that we got the bonus show the first episode of this week, which was awesome. So now this is all just extra. That's why I haven't been pushing it.
Yeah, right now this is for Ben to get 100% shocked to the throat.
No, I forgot about that.
Yeah, 100%. I get to do the honors.
I don't think that's
going to
happen.
Yeah, probably not. Let's hope it doesn't.
You gonna tase him? What are you going to do? Is that a dog collar or a taser?
Put a dog collar on it 100% and I get to control
the
button.
Yeah, we have those zap dog collars. Yeah, it's...
You might kill him. You might kill him.
I'm hoping.
We do it to each other all the time.
Yeah, but Ben usually doesn't take the 100 zap, and he also doesn't let me control the controller because it's the anticipation for getting shocked is... like as bad as the shock.
It is. It's pretty terrible.
It sucks.
Like if you do a fake touch and psych the guy out, that's just as painful as hitting him.
The same team here.
All right, let's see what they're talking about now.
We all have a better vision for healthcare than our current president.
They're still talking about healthcare.
And I believe we're talking about
this Yang.
The wrong way.
This is Yang.
As someone who has run a business, I know that our current healthcare system makes it harder to hire people, makes it harder to give them benefits and treat them as full-time employees. You instead pretend they're contractors.
Honestly,
it's harder to change.
Healthcare shouldn't be tied to your job. That's one of the things I hate the most. Because if you're self-employed, your health insurance is crazy more expensive than even if you got a full-time job at like a fast food restaurant. It's more expensive because there's this collective bargaining, and then if you hate your job, you have to worry about losing your insurance when you try to find a new one. So it just doesn't make sense that healthcare's connected to your job in the current system.
So if you want to privatize healthcare, then you're on the wrong side, Ben. I'm all for.
I mean, it's already privatized
healthcare from forcing employers to pay for it. Anything you connect to the government is going to suck. So
I'm
trying to do free. Free college, it's going to suck. Healthcare, it's going to suck. What is hooked to the government? You're going to turn them into
what information do you have that will indicate to us that it's going to suck?
Well, first of all, it already does suck more because like I used to be able to have my doctor, my skin doctor. I've had like 20 skin cancer surgeries in 20 years.
What are you talking about now? What do you mean you used to and now you don't? What's the change that you're referencing?
Well, I still do, but now I pay for it out of my own pocket because my government insurance doesn't cover it because they have their preferred welfare doctor.
Well, how are you getting, where are you getting government insurance from?
Oh, I'm a private. Because I don't have a real employer, like I'm
right,
a comic artist, so I'm self-employed. So I have to go out and get I have to sign up for the Obamacare list.
That is not government health care. That's a fucking mandate to buy private health care. That's a government mandate to buy something from a private company. That's not the same thing at all.
Okay, so let me tell you what happened. Because I used to teach college, right? Back before the government came in and subsidized student loans, college was at a certain price. As soon as government comes in and pays for everyone's student loans, it jacks up through the ceiling because they go, oh, we have free money in addition to it. So it drives the cost up. And that's what mandating health care for everyone, including people who don't need it, like young, healthy people under 25, forcing them or anyone under 30. Really, all the medical bills are paid for and made good on people who are like 50 and up is where they, that's those people that need insurance. But you're forcing every American under, say, 45 years old to get health care, whether if they need it or not. Government mandate. And the
price it's a government mandate to buy for-profit insurance from corporations.
Which either your employer pays for or you as an independent contractor pay for. So I'm forced to pay for their preferred government health care.
It's not government health care. It's government mandated health care to buy private healthcare. Insurance.
Yeah, or I can go out in the free market and pay.
I don't even think reasonable price. I don't even think health care should be based on insurance, like renter's insurance or like things that we insure. I don't think public health. I mean, we know statistics show that someone who's more likely to go to the doctor for regular preventative treatment save more money overall. The overall cost to society and them is lower if they go more often for preventative rather than just catastrophic health issues.
Sure. So, preventative health care. But yeah, and if how do you force people? Are you going to force people by the government to go to the doctor?
I could take some time to actually address my major clinical depression instead of just think it'll go away on its own. I just want to thank you all for being there during that time.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm glad you had us to occupy your time while you were off getting some mental health in. We're the best for mental health things. Yeah. Just watching Ben and I and now Doug on a mental health day is basically like taking Valium,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
there's a lot of people who don't go to the doctor when things are more preventable and they wait because they can't afford hundreds of dollars for a regular doctor's visit. And then they end up going to the ER when they have an issue that could have been addressed earlier. And the system ends up eating the cost of a lot of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And that drives up the cost of healthcare for everybody. So if there was a way to provide...
The wait sucks, but it sucks even more where healthcare is free around the world. You wait about six times longer.
Well, first of all, it's
Canada,
not...
In the
it's
UK.
Not,
for certain procedures.
Well, yeah. Not for preventative care. Not for preventative care. I mean, I've seen it firsthand.
I've got, because I used to wrestle up in Canada, and my wrestling friends would get light tubes stuck in the back of their neck, and they'd go and they'd have them fixed. Like, right after the wrestling match, no problem.
Why did Rand Paul go up to Canada to have a surgery?
Interesting.
I can guarantee you more Canadians come down to U.S. for surgery than
why did Rand Paul though? Someone who's a member of our government probably has some pretty good health insurance.
He's libertarian, right?
Yeah.
Well, and isn't he an eye doctor? His dad's an eye doctor?
Doctors.
He's an eye doctor. So there could be a specialist. I'm not saying there isn't such a thing as a specialist. I'm only saying if you look at the numbers, there's far more people coming from public health care programs having surgeries here. I'm sorry for the chat.
It's okay.
Could you tell Dusty the Cockatiel that he's an amazing, magnificent, and beautiful bird?
Do I have to do that? I do that every show.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm so excited because Dusty the Cockatiel is the most amazing, beautiful, frankly, practically self-aware bird. This could be the most intelligent, wonderful bird in the world. Dusty.
Whoa. The Uber
does he do
bird.
The... And they do their head up and down like this?
Yeah.
And they put their head up and they go...
Dusty the Cockatiel is a beautiful bird, and it tweets, and it's a wonderful bird in every way. And then Dusty's owner makes videos of himself going out in public and farting really loud and getting people's reaction.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
Dusty is a beautiful bird.
Yep. Dusty's owner has stains in his underwear.
Dusty's a beautiful bird, and Dusty's owner is a pitiful turd.
His owner, he dusts him. He crop dusts him.
That's what Dusty's name is.
You know,
after.
Dusty's owner sent me a video where he named a fart after Doug.
Oh, God.
Me?
Yeah.
Me, Doug?
Yeah.
Dude, send me the link. I got to see this. He named a fart
I'll
after
play
me.
It.
I got to see this.
I'll play
we'll
it in
play
just
it live?
A second
we'll
here.
We'll play
yeah.
it live?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no.
I just got to grab it here. Oh my God.
This better be good.
I know.
This better be a good one.
What if it's like, would it be better if it was part shart or worse?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it needs to be very good form, very robust. You know, it has to have some presence. It has to be entertaining. If it's some thin little fart, I'm going to be insulted.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Doug, I'm actually going to name a fart after you. Oh, I think I felt an earthworm come out of that one. Anyway, that was Doug to Naple, a fart.
Dude, you gotta send me that link. I'll post it on Twitter. That is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Dude, oh, no. Serial killer, my brother.
Yeah. Yeah, and
this
then...
This one's for you, Doug to Naple.
Doug to Naple, the fart.
Yep, Dusty's a beautiful bird.
Mm-hmm. I hope nothing ever happens to Dusty, because that's probably the one thing keeping Dusty's owner from going absolutely mad.
Oh, we can do like a sitcom where you buy another one that looks just like it and you call it Dusty and you try and pass it off as the real one.
Dusty
he goes
too.
Like, what happened to Dusty's acting weird? No, he's fine. It's fine, bro.
Dusty is like the 34th cool. bird that he's owned. He like uses him as a canary in a mine shaft for all his gaseous farts. His noxious yeah,
for
farts.
For some reason, this my cockatiel has lived 8,500 years. I don't understand. It's magic.
It does not make sense.
Oh, I have this clip. Families of the 9/11 victims want to sue Saudi Arabia. Have you heard about this?
Yeah. Oh, God. They started that all the way back on 9/11. Yeah, all the way back.
Wherever you see evidence of radical Islam, that extremism can usually be traced to preachers of hate from Saudi Arabia. And for our government to obstruct the 9/11 victims, their families.
I'm okay with it because I don't like Saudi Arabia.
How many international lawsuits are out there like where you just...
I mean...
where you sue a state for responsibility, like...
I'd feel like if I sued them and won... I'd have to watch my back for the rest of my life.
What court do you go to sue Saudi Arabia?
It'd be an international court, an international civil court.
Damn. Judge Judy would...
But doesn't this smell of politics if they're not suing like the Taliban? I mean, why not sue the actual guys that did it?
Taliban got no money.
Saudi Arabia that are... Maybe the Saudi Arabia is funding it.
Well, yeah, that's what they said, right? They were funded by the Saudis.
Yes.
Yeah, there's so all why not kinds of the guys.
It's funny because we look the other way in the United States a lot of times. Just because we look the other way for the rich Muslim countries, but they do messed up stuff too.
Yeah,
they're just
it's not
way
just
more
money,
rich.
It's you, we need Saudi Arabia's allies in that whole effed up Middle East because you need your allies, right? So Saudi Arabia is our ally. Turkey's an ally.
There are an ally to our face, and then behind closed doors, they're our enemy.
But we've had allies there before that turned out to, you know, become
right,
the Taliban.
Saddam Hussein
right?
was our ally
Absolutely.
At one time.
Osama bin Absolutely. Laden was yeah. our ally at one time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it seems
we sent
like
them guns.
We've seems like every time we make allies with someone in the Middle East, they turn on us and use our own weapons against
you
us.
You know why? Because America is Onision. We don't treat these poor, defenseless, underage terrorists the way we need to. And they come back and they bite us in the ass.
Barack Obama shot a 14-year-old Somali kid in the face. He had our SEAL team shoot him in the face. A 14-year-old, just an innocent Somali, just a child, barely out of the womb, 14 years
sure.
old, barely
yeah.
out of the womb. Shot him in the face.
Yeah, there's, you won't hear me defending Obama. Obama's done things that can be considered war crimes. Same thing with Bush. A lot of them,
also,
honestly.
Obama's also Cheney-like. I'm just saying. So anyways, are we for suing Saudi Arabia? But
sure.
I'm only saying they're so far down the trail from like Afghanistan. Why not sue Afghanistan? They go, oh, because all you can sue them for is like two goats.
You know, I was looking at a picture from, I think it was the G20 summit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the leaders of the most wealthy nations on Earth.
Yep.
Only one of them did not fit in at all, and it's the one whose royalty, who, you know, has absolute power in his own country. He's wearing robes instead of like a suit like everybody else. And I'm just like, wow. Yeah, he's they're really fucked up there. They'll kill people if they don't like them, just like the journalist that was killed.
Just like Hillary? That's
right. Oh, of course. You know what? I'm pretty sure part of the reason Hillary didn't win is she did such a shitty job as
covering up her murders.
No, Secretary of State.
By Benghazi. Again, Hillary's Cheney too.
Yeah, absolutely. All of them.
But Mike, this is the thing though. Are we going to sue? My heart goes out to the victims. I can't imagine the family members of the people that died. Like, what can you do? What can you let them sue them and let the international courts figure it out? But we could lose an ally. You could lose an ally. You could lose Saudi Arabia as an ally. And you're like, big deal. Get rid of Saudi Arabia. And then, you know, next time you need them, they're like, screw you. You
what if Saudi Arabia was like, let's settle out of court. Like, we stopped paying the Taliban years ago. You want their payments? You guys go make a couple of hits for us?
From seeking the truth about Saudi Arabia.
Well, they were trying to kill the 9/11 fund, right? The U.S. was trying to kill it recently, and it got...
I think so.
John Stewart saved it?
Yeah, that's for first responders. Okay. That's what that is. Yeah. That's not for victims. The families? No. Okay. It's for the first responders. Okay.
The ones who inhaled asbestos and stuff.
Yeah,
and
they got like throat and lung cancer and all kinds of bad stuff from breathing in all that stuff, that dust.
The people who came for
still
one day's
John
work.
John Stewart was a crybaby. John Stewart was a crybaby tool on that. I wasn't moved by his performance.
Like
I was icy cold.
I thought he was channeling Mr. Rogers when he said PBS.
I have a feeling that some of your personal bias against John Stewart maybe fueled that to a degree. Yes.
It's true.
Yes.
I go, there's a comedian. There's a comedian on the Senate floor. It's something that we're in trouble. Get this
not the first time it's happened. It'll happen.
No, Al Franken was
a
comedian.
All kinds of guys. They always bring actors and celebrities in. Let's get Kim Kardashian in there too, who goes into the
Trump's
White House.
Trump's the one that brought Kim Kardashian in. What are you talking about?
That's what I mean. Trump, it bugs me too. Look, there's been major policies.
Okay, there's another thing you disagree with Trump on.
Yeah, I do. I disagree with that because when you go back in the history books and you find out why we let certain drug criminals go early, or certain people go early, you know, relieve their sentence and get a personal pardon because Kanye and Kim Kardashian went and talked to Trump. Basically, he gave her way because she has a huge butt.
I don't have a problem with. I say let everyone who's in prison for drugs without any violent offenses, let them out. I'm fine with that.
I think we should also let all the
prostitutes
out.
It's time to take
the
power away from the Mexican drug cartels that not only make life a living hell in Mexico because they're funded by American money, but they also make life horrible and contribute to gang violence in the United States, too. If we cut off the source of their money, which is selling drugs in the United States, by taking away any hope of them being able to do that here, then we wouldn't have to worry about that anymore. And
then
we'd have, and then we probably have more prosperity.
Legalize pot to dry it up.
But then we probably have less people. You know, if the quality of life in Mexico gets better, then there'd probably be less people from Mexico trying to come here illegally too. So I think it would help.
True. So maybe we should stop them from being a socialist state. Maybe we shouldn't be
socialist.
Heading there either.
It's Venezuela, right?
Yeah.
Well, not formally, but I mean, basically. If you
I mean,
look at
no,
their...
you could say that about anything. You could say, I could find pretty much any country and say, oh, it's basically socialist because of this one thing that it does.
I'm pretty sure the currency in Mexico is all based off of Lucha Libre, right?
No.
You have to wake up in the morning and wrestle for your breakfast or else you go hungry?
But yeah, I say legalize drugs. I'm fine with that.
It can only help that drug addiction count we have. We got to get that higher. We got to get that addiction and death rate, overdose rate a little higher.
Well,
so let's
maybe if we legalize
all
it.
Drugs,
people,
especially
I mean,
heroin.
That being illegal hasn't worked, has it? I mean, the overdose rate isn't coming from legal drugs. It's like fentanyl and stuff coming from other countries.
Fentanyl comes from here. We make it here, right?
A lot of fentanyl comes from China.
Really?
Yes. China. Yes. And fentanyl is primarily manufactured in China. And a lot of the heroin that people are dying from in the United States that has fentanyl in it, it comes from China.
Huh.
But are you for stopping that? Because that would be a war on drugs. If you want to legalize it, then we're going to open up those doors to allow fentanyl.
Well, if we legalized fentanyl, we would get it directly from our sources rather than underground sources, and it wouldn't be clumped up in the heroin, because the heroin we got here would be from our sources. And
because making it legal doesn't mean it's a free-for-all.
It would be tested and graded.
It doesn't mean it's a free-for-all and like anyone can make it and sell it. It can still be regulated and be legal.
It makes the pipeline go through us and our... we have our same standards we have for like Taco Bell meat, you know? If you want some grade D heroin, you go to Heroin Bell. If you want the good fucking heroin, if you want the good heroin, you go to Chipotle heroin.
Chipotle Bell, that's a step up.
Yeah. The majority of ODs come from...
El Pollo fentanyl is right in the middle.
El Pollo fentanyl?
The majority of ODs come from legal drugs. Or, manufactured in pharmaceutical companies.
Those powerful fentanyl is like an amazing drug. If you really need it,
people are taking it till they die. Look, this is dangerous, guys. This is bad news.
Well, a lot of the overdoses with fentanyl, people don't even realize they're taking the fentanyl.
Right, because they're getting it. See, they're obtaining it illegally, made by pharmaceutical companies.
So legalizing it is going to help, not mainstream it, but it'll make it safer.
It'll give you access to it through a party that knows what they're selling.
Because now there's no control.
Yeah.
Right now, people are still getting it. If you want it bad enough, you can easily find it. And there's no control. There's no label. There's no testing. There's nothing.
When they legalized weed in Washington State, you can go to the store.
I can get heroin if I want heroin. It doesn't matter if it's illegal or not. I could get it if I wanted it, but I know what happens if you do it, so I don't do it. But, I mean, the accidental overdoses, those are coming from people who would do heroin, whether it's legal or illegal. The problem is they don't know what it is. It could be cut with something that kills them.
Ever since weed was legalized here.
And you got people giving each other HIV from, like, sharing needles and stuff like that.
We've had a clean needle exchange program here in Seattle for over 30 years for heroin, and it's been illegal, but they have shoot-up places. You can go shoot it up and get your clean needle so you don't get sick like that. We have a heroin problem here.
Seattle's just a beaming glory of cleanliness, and it's going great.
It's a tale of two cities, right?
20 years ago.
They have their heroin dens, then they have... 20 years ago, it was fucking horrible. There was child prostitution.
People shitting on the sidewalk in Seattle, too.
Yeah, but we also have yuppies drinking fucking $130 cups of poop coffee, bat poop
coffee. It's true. It's true. Yeah, I mean, like, two of the richest men in America live over here.
They're neighbors.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos probably live about 10 to 15 minutes away from where we are right now.
And they have fucking water squirt gun fights in their backyard.
That'd be hilarious
play
if they did.
When they pee. But the thing about legalized marijuana here,
real girls,
real girls, the legalized marijuana in Seattle has made it so if you go out to get weed, you can go to a fucking store and you can find out the exact strain of weed that will give you a boner and cure a headache. And they'll give you exactly what you want. When it was illegal here, it'd be like some biker dude dropping off a sack of weed. You don't know if you were going to go to sleep or eat your own foot. It was some
or
weird...
if it was like pencil shavings or whatever.
Yeah, you didn't know what the fuck you were getting. But now it's like they'll give you exactly what you need. It's almost like it's an apothecary. It's actually gets people what they need for a relatively cheap price compared to what they'll make you pay for healthcare.
Doesn't it start to sound like essential oils? You go to an essential oil person like my wife. She has these essential oils, and if, you know, you can cut your arm open. You can have like a compound fracture, and she'll go like, oh, you just need some of these. You need lilac oil. I'm like, no,
essential
honey,
oil just smells nice, though. It doesn't get you high.
The artery is spraying the wall. And so suddenly, but there's a cure for everything with whatever oil flavor. This is raspberry lilac. And then the pot guys, they're all like, you know, you take the right joint and you can cure cancer. It stops schizophrenia. This one makes your car lowers its gets its
you're exaggerating
mileage.
This I mean, comes from you're exaggerating.
There are applications.
You've never actually experienced this before.
There are applications where the weed could benefit you if you
well,
have
like,
cancer.
Well, like this, if I go into a store to buy weed here and I say I want the strain that cures schizophrenia, they're gonna laugh at me.
But then they're going to give it to you.
Schizophrenia.
No, they won't. Like,
there was a European study, and I totally thought of you, Ben. There's I think it came out. It was probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was in the UK where they said it is necessarily linked to schizophrenia, pot smoking.
Well, that just means there was a medical study. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
I got to look it up so we can glean it. But I'm just saying I thought of you when I saw that. I go, oh, man, I got to warn him because of schizophrenia.
I mean, people have been smoking it for so long, and we don't see this correlation between it. But yeah, sure, studies do sometimes suggest things that may or may not be correct. That is true.
But that's because studies are sometimes just set up by somebody who wants to get that one outcome, and they give you a doctored study. It's historically sure. been a thing that yeah. was used.
But I only say that studies about studies I disagree with. The ones that I agree yeah. with, I'm like, oh, science. This is science.
It's science, man.
Science.
God is science. I saw the study. It was peer reviewed.
It is. God is science. Absolutely. Truth. Fact.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want Bill Nye to come back and debunk this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
legalize God. Forget drugs.
Yeah. Legalize God.
Come on.
We God need the government to purify that form. Get a pure form of God, and that'll solve all the problems. It'll cure cancer. You know,
why can't
turn
kids
loaves and fishes?
I'm pretty sure if God is real, then God would be the one creating the cancer in the first place.
Why can't the starving Christian kids pray for school lunch in school? Why can't they do it? They're hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have multiplied their they could have had a lot of lunches. Maybe the answer was prayer, and they're not allowed to pray for it.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep starving. Maybe they're just going to keep starving till they pray for it. And the
That's
government
why they're
let
starving.
Them.
They can't
in America,
pray for school
is this
lunch.
Still America? Remember when kids used to be able to just pray?
God damn it.
Kids are allowed to pray.
I want to put a baseball card in my bicycle spokes and pray for Jesus.
This narrative that kids aren't allowed to pray is total bullshit. Kids
yeah,
are allowed
right
to pray.
The other narrative that kids aren't allowed to be out and gay or there's some kind of a problem with minorities or something out in the world. It's like, hey, you're allowed. Everyone's allowed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, yeah, okay, to the degree that every other victim group is allowed, yes, they're also allowed, and they're also a victim group if they complain about it. So either everyone shut the F up, or if you're going to complain about your little pet thing that you're not allowed to do that in school, like teach
so
global warming.
In school,
then I'm going to
in school in yeah. public schools, prayer groups are perfectly allowed and happen all the time all over the country. They're not banned. The only thing that's not allowed is a mandatory led prayer by the school itself in a public school.
Sure. And I think that's reasonable, but what about...
But this is always dishonestly...
I mean, there's lawsuits of coaches that bend a knee and they got fired.
This is always dishonestly represented by people when they say you can't pray in school. You literally can pray in school.
You literally cannot pray in school. I'll
yes,
show
you can.
Lawsuits. Yeah, you can pray in school and you can get sued and you can get fired. If you're
you
a teacher, you'll get fired.
You can't lead... Yeah... You can't lead a mandatory prayer.
Yeah, but
in a public school,
but
students can do an optional prayer group if they choose to do so.
Yeah,
that happens all the time.
Yeah, but you just now said it's dishonest what I brought up. How's that not dishonest to say that a teacher can't pray, but a student can lead a voluntary group?
A teacher can pray too.
He doesn't have to tell everyone, hey, everybody, we're going to pray right now, whether if you want to or not. All you atheists, bow your head. Repeat after me. He can just say, hey, you know what, bro? I'm going to pray right now to God. Fire.
You know, Doug, Ben's got a point. Ben's got a point. The teachers are allowed outside of the curriculum to pray with the kids, but the teachers are not allowed to be gay with the kids.
Well,
so point for Ben.
Here's the difference, though. Here's the difference. I'm the teacher. I'm the coach. I'm the principal. I am now leading. You are a captive audience of mine. I do a prayer that you're forced to either join in with or at least watch. That is not allowed. But if I'm the coach and I want to do like a prayer group for my team on the side. You can do that. It just can't be a required thing where people either have to watch it or participate in it.
It's not required if you watch it because you're not forcing people to pray.
Right. It's required to watch it. If you don't have the choice on being there while it's happening, then yeah, you are required. That's a requirement.
Being an adult, a whole lot of stuff. Why do I have to watch you smoke pot if some kid doesn't have to watch me pray? Watching is not participating. You're still free to not pray, and I can still sit in the room and pray. You don't have to pray. Don't pray to God.
Hey, Doug, can we do a prayer right now? Will you lead a prayer for
Dude,
for
I would love
right
to lead a prayer. You want me to pray?
Yeah, yeah.
Ben, and I want Ben's permission because I'm not going
to
pray without
Is Doug allowed
approval.
To pray?
Yeah, go ahead and pray.
I can pray on the Drunken Peasant Show. Okay.
Go ahead. Prayer.
You all, if you want to, bow your heads. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for these great guys, for just this great show where people can have fun, how you have used it to bring happiness and laughter to people. And how you've given these guys a great business. I pray that you would bless them. I pray that you'd multiply them. I pray that you would reveal your son to them. I thank you, Lord, for just, I'm just happy with these guys. And I appreciate that, Lord. Thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's all my prayers are. I thank God. I can't ask him for anything. I just thank him.
Yeah, I feel good about that. Things are going up for the Drunken Peasants. All the
I
way
knew you were
going to
play this angle.
What?
You're so predictable.
What?
Yeah.
What you're losing it.
Wait, Billy, what's the audience doing, though? Are they, like, all unsubscribing now and, like, going, what?
They're all saying amen and other religious statements like Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
Lots of praising Satan.
Yeah, that's a religious thing. There's a lot of religious talk in the chat. These things are going quite well for the new.
This is America. This
peasants.
Is normal to pray. It's normal. We just prayed. It's normal. Normal.
Yeah, it's normal. I just if we can't have prayer in school and we're not really teaching you anything today, we might as well have some
prayers
prayer here
in
on the
school.
Show.
It just can't be part of the class.
True.
Okay, here's what I'm against. I'm against mandatory school. Then if I can't pray to my God and you have a choice to start dictating what comes into my mouth, then don't dictate what goes into my kids.
Why are
head.
You required to pray in a public school where you're teaching in front of students when you're not teaching a religion class?
I'm just saying, kids.
Okay. Well, if you don't even know, why does it matter so much? Why is it such a big issue that people talk about all the time? Like, why is it necessary? That's probably
the
most important question. Why,
in 7 years, Ben?
If you're teaching algebra or something, why would it be necessary for you to pray in front of a class? Why not before the class, like to yourself? Why would it be necessary?
Well, here's where I think it's a straw man, and I'm sorry for not directly addressing you. I've been taught by Christian teachers almost my whole life. I had lots of Christian teachers in my public school because I was in a small farm town. None of them ever prayed publicly in school. I don't even know why it's an issue because I've never even seen it. So I'm saying I think it's a giant made up conundrum, it's a fake news issue to get people to get pissed at Christians to imply that they are taking over schools. I've never even heard of it.
What?
I've seen a coach bow one knee in a football game and lead the others to prayer. I've never heard of a teacher where students, against their will, were told, I'm going to lead you in prayer.
But hold on. It's usually the other way around where religious people talk about how they're always told that they can't pray in school.
I agree that is true, that religious people have a victim complex, and it is largely not an issue. I'm only saying if you bring up that Christians are always trying to force them going, if anyone's trying to force anything, it's to scrub Christianity out of the public sphere, like removing crosses from every single monument, historical crosses, even from vet cemeteries. There's a string of lawsuits right now that the ACLU defends the atheists, saying that they have a right to not have these things exist in public. It's just a normal part of American culture. Christianity, atheism, Islam is part of American culture.
Ben hitting his bong during the prayer is the most alpha and least boomer thing anyone has done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why would G-Man say that? G-Man loves prayer.
G-Man's come around now.
Huh, G-Man's an atheist now?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
Did I really trade G-Man? I'm now a theist and he's an atheist? We traded position.
Yeah, sure.
Damn.
You swapped bodies.
Damn.
Everyone, if you're watching right now, if you would like the stream, that would be great. I would like, if you would like the stream, please.
Give us some thumbs
join
up.
Join our Discord. There's a link in the description. Also, I don't know why you wouldn't do this, but you really should. You should click on the calendar link below. That way you can make sure that you'll know when we're going to stream. That's really important. Also shows you when the private shows are coming up. There's one coming up on the 20th, me versus Jeff Holiday. Oh my God, Doug, we play this game. We play this game that's, it's a trivia drinking spin a wheel game. It's like the drunk wheel of fortune almost.
And so what are the rules? What do? You spin the wheel, you ask a question. If you get it wrong, you have to drink or?
So this is how it works. We play a round of trivia and whoever's in last place at the end of each round has to spin the wheel and then drink whatever shows up on the wheel. But there are some different spaces where there's like a double. Like if you spin a double, that means you have to spin it again and do a double shot of whatever you spin the second time. And then there's also a pass where like if you spin a pass, that means the person you're playing against has to spin. So
I like it.
Yeah.
Is there any gross stuff to drink like borscht or something?
Put wasabi on there.
Do a shot of borscht should be on there.
I like borscht.
Ben it's hates like a eggs, or like though.
Pickle juice or something. Pickle juice.
Raw
I like pickle juice too.
Would you do a raw egg?
Raw egg?
No. I will not.
Ben hates eggs.
Yeah.
I love eggs.
Yeah, eggs are great. Jeff Holiday makes a great omelet.
I make a great omelet, dude. I'll whip you. You guys come out to Tennessee. You stay over here. I'll take care of you. I'll feed you guys. I'll feed you low carb. It'll be low carb. You'll feel your gut. It'll feel good. I'm a good cook.
Sounds awesome.
I like having guys over. And guys, look, we're $299.50. That little dollar amount up there drives me crazy. I hate odd numbers. It's only 50 cents to get it up to an even 300.
Yeah.
Just do 50 cents. Don't be chintzy.
Yeah, somebody just donate $100.50 right now, please.
Yeah, $100.50 would be mind-blowing. What would you do for that? How many extra episodes would they buy? Wouldn't you just automatically tick it over for the next week if they did that? Will you give them a bonus? If it's $100.50, why don't you just throw a bonus one in there?
I think we can
reset
zap
the clock
Ben.
And say you
yeah, that's
more.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Let's zap Ben at 50%.
Yeah. No.
No?
It's got to be 100%.
No,
anyway,
no, Ben.
Some people who vape instead of smoking those traditional cigarettes say they deserve the right to choose flavored products because they're legally old enough. Market research shows that 22 million Americans use e-cigarettes.
Dude, people are going to freak out. There are some people, their entire like social life revolves around this kind of shit.
I know.
There's vape shops everywhere. I tried it when it first started coming around. I didn't like it.
Joe and I went to a vaping party one night with some friends of mine.
A vaping party.
And the entire room was like filled with different flavors of vape smoke. And about midnight, the clock struck and all the vapors started like opening up about how they were raped as like kids and stuff. It was so strange.
No.
It was so strange. It went from a vape party to a rape party. It was like I was like, is there something about vapors that I need to know? It was weird. They were like crying and like opening up about themselves, and they're all pretty drunk too. But
it's like it was pot, but it was vape. It was like a placebo. A pot. By the way, I love vaping. I have vaped before. I had a vape setup. It was too much maintenance for me.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't do it.
Yeah, I gave it up. It made the inside of my mouth too dry, and you know I was coughing a lot more.
It's way safer than cigarettes, though. It's we could get kids off of cigarettes, and I smoke cigarettes sometimes too. So I'm just saying, vaping, it is mean to be against vaping if someone's trying to looking for an alternate to smoke. You can't be against smoking and vaping. It's like everyone, fine, dogpile on smoking, though I'm still going to smoke, but at least offer them vaping. I promote Copenhagen pouches. That's what we have in our mouths right
pouches?
Now. Copenhagen pouches. This will make you have this right here is what you need to liberate yourself.
You know,
Copenhagen pouches.
The first time I ever did chewing tobacco, I think I was probably like 11 years old, and I almost hallucinated off of it. It was so, it was the highest I'd ever been in my life.
Wow.
Like,
yeah, the first time I did it, I was at a zoo and I almost yacked. I was ready to throw up in a bush.
Yep. Yeah, it'll do
that. It hits you fast. The nausea hits you fast. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Vaping shop in Katy, Texas, that is just outside Houston. Janet, how are adult customers there responding to this product that they say...
They always sell tobacco products and stuff in these kind of shops, too, usually, anyway.
Are those candy gummies with CBD in them in the back there?
No.
Or is that just candy?
With all the little candies.
You know the weird thing is, though... The weed shops are normally mostly just weed, and the paraphernalia is normally sold in a different kind of shop.
Really?
But like I've noticed that. Like, I bought this at a smoke shop, and they sell, like, vape stuff, and they sell kratom, and that kind of stuff.
I've been to quite a few pot shops over the last month or two for various
And they had,
reasons.
Like, a good... glass selection.
Yeah, one of them had like the coolest like bullshit like pothead glass. Like they had these high C, like they look like juice boxes, they were glasses, but they looked like they were little high C boxes with the stem out of them and everything for smoking. It said like high C with Slimer, but he was high. So it was, I don't know, it was cute. It was all this weird shit. They had like Rick and Morty bongs at every fucking pot shop I've been to. You could tell who appeals to who here. These are just stoners eat up this fucking dumb shit. And I don't get high,
the
but
world,
I was,
it's the, as yeah. as an old man, because I'm halfway there, guys. I'm halfway to the other side. Look at this girl. She got her job for her intelligence. I'm halfway to the other side. When I see like everyone arguing over the flavor of vaping, there's all these little purple wrappers, and they have like, if they had like Slimer stickers on the pot, I'm just going, it's the end of the world. We have too much leisure time and too much money and nothing to do. Life's too easy. It's too good in Katy, Texas.
I think it is too easy and too good for a lot of people, but there's a lot of people that are like, they're stuck in that mind frame that it's not easy for a lot of people too. We need to liberate people's inner prisons. That's the problem.
Fact. Depression is like skyrocket. You give everyone everything that they wanted and depression skyrockets. You know, when you had your dad out, you know, breaking rocks and laying brick, you know, he was like laying brick. He didn't have time to sit there and go, no one cares about my feelings. What about my feelings? He was over there just like trying to make enough money to put food on the table. He'd come home and just collapse. Remember, he'd sit on the couch, maybe take a nap, maybe watch football. He couldn't even answer anyone. He'd just eat and go to bed. Now we're arguing over flavor of vape.
Yeah, I don't really care either way.
We got to legalize prostitution so these incels can start having sex. That's the problem.
And I agree. And legalize machine guns. Okay, next subject.
Well, what would we use the machine guns for if they're legalized? Just for fun?
Huh?
Just for fun?
Oh, I was just adding on to your prostitution. We're going to legalize. I agree. Legalize prostitution. And machine guns. And grenade
prostitution,
launchers.
At worst, brings life into this world. At worst, machine guns takes lives out of this world.
Yeah, maybe three lives. It saves more lives than it would kill.
Okay.
You're telling me that like that when kids go and shoot up a school, if every kindergartner had a grenade launcher, how many guys would that bad guy take out?
What the fuck? Come on.
Like if there was a grenade
kindergartners
in every lunchbox.
Grenade launchers.
Oh, instead of having the thermos, it's a tiny little grenade launcher in their lunchbox. They can put it up on their shoulder.
That's a little young, but sixth grade, come on, sixth grade, we could get some shotguns in there. And no one would shoot up a school, I'll tell you that much. What guy's going to go into a sixth grade where he knows kids are allowed to pack heat? He's not going to go in there and shoot anybody up anymore. They're going to run away. They want to find some gun safe zone.
You'd have to get the one brown noser kid that wants to be hall monitor and teach him like gun safety and stuff so he can carry.
Yeah.
There's always those kids that you know don't have it in them to shoot the school up. Those are the ones you want to teach how to defend themselves. You don't want to give like a fucking gun to Bender from the Breakfast Club.
So that Bender was. I'm thinking of Bender from Futurama.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first.
When no, Bender from Breakfast Club. Oh, cool! There's a robot in that room.
I want to be an airborne ranger. He could run around with a fucking gun, shooting.
I want to be. Yeah.
Get a scholarship. He can't give him a gun. He'll shoot people left and right. Molly Ringwald with the damn lipstick in her tits. You could maybe give her a gun, but she's going to try and shoot it with her boobs.
Oh, my God.
You got to give it to, you know what? You can't even give it to Michael C. Hall character either, because he's going to shoot him up. Emilio Estevez, you'd think, could maybe not kill people, but he was over there taping Larry Lester's buns together. Who do you give the gun to in the Breakfast Club? This I take it back. You can't arm kids. They're all fucking hormonal pricks.
Yeah, you're right. And keep prostitution illegal. Okay, next subject.
Let's legalize prostitution, though. Molly Ringwald with that lipstick works in a pro-prostitution world. Yes. Why is it 319.44?
Okay, when are we going to talk about Biden and Trump? Are we done with that, with the debate? Are
we we can talk about Biden and Trump. Let me see. Oh, here it is.
Doesn't understand it. He doesn't have a clue. No, I mean, he really doesn't. He doesn't have a clue.
Hillary's there? What the?
And by the way, there's something else he has no clue about. That has nothing to do with being a Democrat or Republican. I have worked with 8 presidents of the United States. I have served with hundreds of senators, only 13 senators in history. I'm embarrassed.
Why do you think it is that right now, you know, if Biden ends up getting the nomination, we'll have 2 of the oldest candidates for president ever? Why do you think that happens now?
I don't see how it happens with Biden. I think it's going to be Warren. I think it's Elizabeth Warren. She is a... I don't see how he does it, because he's collapsing right now. And he looks old. He looks old. The old thing, I hate to be all racist against old people, but it seems like he's not all there, really.
So, yeah, I get that from both of them, though.
I think they're
going
to default to Warren.
I get that from Trump, too.
But at least with Trump, you know he's putting his penis in girls younger than him, right? Biden, you're like, if you heard Biden was fucking Hillary, you'd be like, yeah, I could see that. But, you know, Trump's out there, like, he's got Melania on his arm, and she's probably the oldest one he bangs, you know? Trump's out there keeping his penis young. He's got that young hung.
Biden said that Trump was clueless, and I actually agree, but I don't think that's a harmful thing to say about a president. I think you can be clueless and do a good job, and Trump did a good job even though he's clueless. I don't think he's a terribly intelligent guy. I don't think he's an incredible... I think his smarts are like weird business negotiating street smarts. I don't think he's ever read a book in his life.
The
guy doesn't come off to me as intelligent.
Yeah, I don't like either Biden or Trump, and if they're the two running, I probably wouldn't vote for either one of them. Really quick, Evan LeFevre, our buddy Evan LeFevre, just said Joe Biden called Bernie Sanders the president tonight.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Was it a slur? Was it an accidental slur?
I'm sure it was. Biden's full of slurs.
President Sanders,
Oh, no.
He comes off like he's not there. How's that guy going to do it? And he probably does have the most mainstream Democrat values that gives him the best shot as far as what he believes. Because if you're going to try and pull people away from Trump and you're trying to get the middle that are pissed at Trump's mouth, normal people, Biden has the best shot at it. You can't come in on a spaceship like Bernie Sanders and Warren and expect normal people to come in. So I don't know how they're going to do it, and I'm happy because I'm voting for Trump, but I'm just saying, this guy, look at this guy. What?
All right, let's see.
They did a poll. Andrew Yang is also one of the guys that could take enough people from Trump.
Let's see what he says
here. To get the win.
The president think, my friend from Vermont thinks that, the president think, my friend.
Oh my gosh.
The president thinks.
Is his face melting off?
From Vermont thinks that.
The president thinks.
Man, Bernie Sanders and Biden are so old.
From Vermont thinks that
Trump's old, as old as them, though, too. They're all old. These three being the three top people in the presidential race. That's just crazy how old they all are.
The president thinks my friend from Vermont thinks that.
What is it? He just called me the president.
My friend.
Holy shit. This guy's fucking older than I am.
President thinks my friend.
Wow. That's.
Look at
just
that melted candle of a man.
Elizabeth
really,
Warren's
though. Not young either. She's old. Elizabeth Warren's old.
Do you know how many people that would... I don't know. I know a lot of people who would probably vote Democrat if it wasn't Biden, if it was somebody else. But if it's Biden,
the young guys they brought in on a spaceship, Buttigieg, they needed like a normal guy. Yang's probably the most normal guy, young guy.
He is normal.
But he's not woke enough, so he's not going to do it for the hard left. He needs woke people. He's too pro-business, and they hate business.
But that's the thing, though. He's spinning business into a humanity. It's not social. It's not socialism. But it is putting humanity first, and he's doing it from a business aspect, which it taps into that woke area. You know, he's giving you what you want. It's sold in a way that the big business can kind of see the math where it works for them. You know, it's very interesting the way he's approaching it. So maybe he doesn't have to be woke.
All these guys are very tied to money.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Another thing Yang has going for him is he's not a white guy, right? So that goes further in the woke culture.
He's young and charismatic, but as soon as you talk about what people morally should do with their money, you're talking about the government coming in and taking away your free labor and controlling it and saying you will be more moral with your money, and we know how. From the top down, the government has to seize the means of production, which is socialism, has to seize what you freely worked for, and we're saying we'll redistribute it and be more fair and be more compassionate than you.
Well, Yang isn't about redistribution for compassion. He's showing the math problem where we can use the money we're already using in a better way. We're not wasting, right?
You're free to do that now, so nothing changes unless he's talking about the government coming in and making you do it, and then you're taking away the freedom.
So his plan is to give everyone how much?
$1,000 a month is the one plan.
Everyone over 18 gets $1,000 a month, regardless of income. So you could make $10,000 a year, or you could make $1 million a year. You would get the $1,000 regardless.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
But don't you think as soon as this is like the Starbelly Sneetches by Dr. Seuss? Don't you think as soon as everyone has $1,000 a month, that becomes the new floor? That becomes the new definition of poverty, and that everyone just raises their prices by $1,000 a month because, you know, everyone has the bed of $1,000 a month. So the prices won't remain static if you flush the kind where every single American has $1,000 a month. That just becomes the new baseline. Now, the new definition is you're impoverished even though you got $12,000 more a year. It means zero. So that's not the way money works. It's like I don't see how it would work economically.
Then why do we always have stimuluses through Republican presidents in the past have brought stimuluses to the table?
Well, if the stimulus is lowering taxes, that is the government takes less of your money and you put it back in the people's pockets, in their pockets.
Go ahead. No, what he's referring to is what one example of this is George W. Bush. Gave out an economic stimulus. He sent everyone a check for $600.
If that's true, I'd be against that. And I was alive when that happened. I know there was a stimulus package.
So you didn't get one?
Well, the thing that he might have given is like
it was an economic stimulus.
Yeah, like it could have been like a larger break for children. Like we get a tax break. Say we have four kids, right?
No, this wasn't a break. This wasn't a break. This was a check in the mail from the federal government.
Sure.
For $600.
I would definitely be against that. And I think he was criticized at the time for not paying down the debt instead. And he also did free medicine, the free lowering the price of prescription drugs, which was another huge welfare giveaway. And all it did was it raised the price of drugs because they had a
bigger welfare giveaway was? Going to a rock and blowing it up and then having to rebuild it for the next decade.
Yeah, we have to do that. When you break things, you have to reconstruct. We rebuilt Germany. We rebuilt Japan. The problem is that usually a country.
Japan and Germany, we didn't
that is what our military has always done. Our military is always, when we go in and destroy a place, we go in and reconstruct it. Because the idea is you destroy the place to get them to surrender. And once they surrender and they agree to your terms, you go in and rebuild to help reconstruct them as hopefully an ally.
So the amount of building done in Iraq is like from the ground up type of building.
Yeah.
Very different from Japan or Germany.
Well, and, also,
by the way, Germany was divided forever as well.
And we didn't devastate Iraq the way that we totally devastated Japan and Germany. Germany was firebombed by both the UK, by the UK primarily. But I mean, they were firebombed. Dresden was, even after the war was over, it was leveled.
And we really ruined porn for the Japanese. Yeah, all their genitals are like digitized, and they can't see penises in their pornography, so they use like squid tentacles. It's really sad.
Oh, is that where the vines, where all the plants and vines and squid tentacles came from? Because they couldn't show.
Yeah, well, because all the penises would be blurred out, the vaginas would be blurred out, but like they could have a big old tentacle come in, and you know, it's we that's our fault. Before we westernized Japan, they had sexuality out in the open, and we
probably true
we set them back.
In conclusion, Trump will win.
I think there's a good chance of him winning. If I had to make a wager on it right now, I'd say there's a good chance, especially if he's running against Biden. I think Trump will beat Biden more easily than other people.
Dot Executables says tentacle porn could be found back in the Meiji area. I know it could be found back then, but it got prominent because of how like censored pornography became. It became the only option because penises were now blipped out. Thanos came in and snapped all the penises away. So the tentacles reigned supreme. Obviously, there's a history there.
I feel smarter. I feel like a genius now that I know that.
I'm just trying to educate the kids.
The kids.
Yeah.
So, given Trump's going to win, and you know, he could lose, but I mean, you actually have to really screw up if you lose your second election. Usually, presidents are automatically elected again. Usually, it's very rare. George H.W. didn't get reelected. Most of the other ones you're in. You're in twice. If you're in once, you're in twice.
Yeah, in recent... In recent history, yes, that's true.
Hey, I was there voting for Romney in the re-election of Obama, and we watched enough Fox News to actually believe he had a chance. We were totally we were gaslit. I'm going,
no way,
he can do it. It was election night, guys. He can do it. This is going to be it. And then Obama won. I'm just like, there was a knot in my stomach. I just went, what?
So are Mormons Christian?
No.
So you voted for a non-Christian to be president, in your opinion?
I voted. Trump's not a Christian. I voted for him.
Cheney was.
I mean, at least he lies about it, though. At least Trump lies about it.
Obama is a Christian, and I didn't vote for him. Clinton's a Christian. I didn't vote for him. Gore was a Christian. I didn't vote for him. So it's not about the Christian.
At least you believe that Obama is a Christian and not like a secret Muslim or something like that, like everyone tried to say he was.
He might be a secret atheist, which is Bill Maher's theory, that he thinks he's lying about his
faith. I think a lot of politicians lie about that.
He was being against gay marriage and stuff that he believed. Look, deep down inside, the guy's an atheist and he's for gay marriage. So to me, if a guy says, I believe, he goes, as a Christian, I believe marriage is between one man and one woman, which again, makes him the opposite of Cheney, who is for marriage being same sex. The President Obama in 2008 said, as a Christian, I believe marriage is between one man, one woman, and all these woke mother effers who call me a homophobe all voted for Obama. They voted for the hater, for the phobe. They loved him. They ate him up.
Yeah,
he's their hero.
He changed his mind about that the second time he ran because of course, politicians do that all the time. You know, if they see a shift.
How long has it been that you're a piece of crap if you don't believe in gay marriage? It's been like 15 minutes, right? It's like, you know.
I don't care if you believe in it or not. I just don't think it's going anywhere. So
I just think it's passe. Have you seen every passe. Time Google, like, they announce a new, they're like the next Star Wars or Marvel character to reveal they're gay. They're going to reveal it.
Sure.
The second one is going to be on the
they had like, I mean, these are extreme examples though. Yeah. There's dumb stuff like that all the time. There's J.K. Rowling, like, retroactively making characters from her books gay. You know,
I'm just going, it's not news anymore, guys. Just flip the entire MC universe to gay. Make them all gay and just let's get it over with so I don't have to have your daily bleed out the news every week. It's like,
I think a lot of these DC movies that are coming out look pretty gay to me.
What about when they change the race of a character?
I'm less a big deal about that because race is not a moral issue to me. Sure.
Okay, of course.
That is the color of your skin is not it's not like a value judgment or anything. It's like you either are or you're not. So to me, if it made sense, I think it'd be an interesting statement to make a Asian Captain America. Duh. Because like, look, America, we pull from all kinds, man. We're awesome. We're America.
Well, yeah, like
making him gay?
Nick Fury. Making him gay? They made Nick gay? Fury was a white guy when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And now he's Samuel L. Jackson.
Doug. No problem. In fact, I probably wouldn't even have a problem if they were gay, if he was a freaking pro rah-rah American. If he loved America, I'd be more for it. Rather than the straight one they have now, who's basically a socialist.
Doug, let's say Earthworm Jim, he doesn't find the suit, right? And instead, he has to crawl into a gay man's ass, and the gay man walks around doing a handstand, okay? And Earthworm Jim's hanging out the ass. That's, no comment. You can't. Moving on.
I'm not touching that, man.
I want Earthworm Jim to battle a gay tapeworm.
Oh no!
A gay tapeworm. Do you realize if I wrote tapeworm a story Tim. That had a gay, if I had a story that had Earthworm Jim versus a gay tapeworm, that you can't even imagine a scenario where I could have Earthworm Jim beat the gay tapeworm and not lose my job or any ability to ever be hired again. Like, the gay tapeworm would have to win.
Tapeworm Tim never loses.
Tim never loses. That's a terrible character.
I like Tapeworm Doug. I'm called Tapeworm Doug by a lot of guys. I'm just saying, let's make Tapeworm Doug a gay tapeworm. And if he fights Earthworm Jim, there won't even be any tension because everyone knows the gay character has to win or you're being a hater. That's just how culture works.
But what if the only way the gay character wins is he has to crawl in the ass of the of the writer, right? He crawls in the ass writer. Of the writer of the story and twists the writer's mind to write him as the winner.
I'm crawling up in a fetal ball right now. I'm going in.
Curling up. Oh no.
Oh dear.
That's rough. It's cool being a creative, though. I like to sit here and listen to your theories of like, you couldn't write the gay character to lose, right? You can't in this social climate.
There's all kinds of things that you can't write in story because culture just would so freak out about it that you have to compromise. So to me, like all stories, and it's not that different from the shows you put on. There's things you believe and think or say in private to each other that you cannot say on a show. So it's some kind of a negotiation happens between you and your audience where you go, I still have to show up. Like, I can't sell everything out so that I'm not even here, right? Where I'm just repeating whatever culture says.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to speak the language of your culture and speak to people who believe very different from you and make a case, maybe make a gentle case for something. So it doesn't. I just feel like I do compromise some things with my creativity because I do love my audience and I don't want to piss them off too much.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have to show up because I'm the storyteller and I have to do my job too as a person. I'm a member of the audience as much as anyone.
Yeah. We have to remember that sometimes, Ben.
What?
That we're a member of the audience too. So every time you pick on me on this show, you're picking on the audience.
Okay.
Shame. Shame.
Billy is the audience. If you look at Billy, look at this guy. The audience, they're Billy.
We all look like me. Everybody watching right now, the women look like me. The men look like me. They all wear bandanas.
It is true that the thinner you get, Billy, the more like a woman you look like a woman.
I don't know.
The thinner you get.
I look like a terribly fat woman when I was like so.
I was there. People used to think he was trans.
Yeah, I was trans fat. Seriously, when you get to a certain level of fat, estrogen. You're trans fat because the estrogen is pumping through your body and all the male, like the chiseled male chin. Like, I'm getting my chin back, right? I got more of a chin now. But before, I was just recessed
in
like a bubble. And you couldn't tell if I was a man or a woman because all my male features were covered in fat. All my female.
So when the estrogen was pumping, what kind of feelings did you have? Did you get more sensitive or did you feel like you
needed
to be put into STEM?
I would just eat my feelings. I was sedated by shoving pies and cakes in my throat. Anytime I have a feeling, I would drown it in pastry. Now I have feelings because I can't consume my feelings anymore. I can't overeat my feelings away. Now I'm like, what am I gonna? I can't fight anybody. I try and take the aggression out in like a sexual way, but then I start chafing. It's not good. It's not good, Doug. It's hard.
I say unleash the manhood, Billy. I like it. I'm so rooting for you when I see it because I have so many fat friends that go, it's a gland thing. I can't help it. And I'm just going, but Billy lost half of a Billy already. Is already dropped on the floor. And look at him go. I go, he's not sitting there saying, it's my genes. It's my genetics. He's going, I'm going to fight. Fight my genes.
I see why people, though, don't do it. Because if I would have known how easy it really was once you stick to the formula, I was embarrassed that I didn't do it 10 years ago, right? Like, but you don't think of it that way. You don't look at the end game as like an attainable goal because you're used to breaking the formula. You're used to, you know, having a celebration and food's tied to celebration. So you're like, oh, I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to have the dessert. I'm going to have the cake. You know, and then your life fucking sucks. So you celebrate every fucking night. You get the dessert every night. You know, you go to Cinnabon when you're at the mall, and they don't have the size pants you fit into. So to deal with not being able to fit into the pants you wanted to buy at the mall, you buy a Cinnabon and you fatten up past it. It's a cycle, and it's very hard for people to break that cycle and get out of that mindset. So, okay, they could say it's a glandular thing or whatever. It's a mental thing. You're just.
Do you think it's an addiction?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's one of those addictions. You don't see billboards for heroin everywhere, right? You don't see billboards for cocaine. You don't see billboards for even alcohol anymore. You sometimes you do. But every damn street corner, there's a billboard for a double cheeseburger, fuck your mouth sandwich, and the place to get it is right below it. And you're like, you're trying to drive by. You drive by one of them, you drive past seven more to get away from the other one. And you're
so
like,
you're being
just
ridiculed.
Yeah, yeah. By society. You're giving every reason to break your fast or whatever. And the fast food is designed.
You're svelte and you work out. What's your workout like?
I haven't been working out as much lately as I should. So lately, I mean, it used to be a lot of cardio and a little bit of resistance training, but I've been lazy recently. And I had surgery about a year ago and I got out of shape from that, so I can't. I haven't been able to perform working out like I had previously.
When Ben does work out, though, it's intense. It's hard, and he goes all in, and he sometimes gives himself the hernia because of it, right?
Yeah.
He goes too hard.
Do you yell? Do you grunt on the end of your set? Like,
yeah. Who can smash it?
Yeah. I had my little friend Akira. She came on the show the last two episodes. She was in town from Florida. She's a fitness instructor back in Cocoa Beach, Florida, right? She's all into fitness, and she's here for a week in Seattle, and she keeps trying to get me to go on hikes and stuff with her. Finally, I went on a hike with her the last day she was here. She ran my little fat ass around the Arboretum Gardens and shit up and down hills. It was good. It really felt good. But as I was doing it, it's like hot and I'm sweating and I'm dressed like an asshole. But it really did feel good.
So now are you ready to go back to Snoqualmie Falls and walk that trail?
We walked it.
At Snoqualmie?
Yeah, her and I went back. We didn't go all the way though, but we did run up around.
Yeah, because I heard when you and me went there, you wouldn't even like walk. Like
I was so fat. Yeah, I was sick fat. But
sick fat.
Now it's different. I got a new lease on life. Maybe. It's always going to be a struggle, right?
Sure,
it is. You got to fight it. It's a long con. Everyone's vice, we have something that's going to try to kill us, and you got to overcome that or you're going to die by it. So there's to it.
And vices are what make life worth living, right? So it's,
this is the thing. I believe in acceptable vice. That's why we chew tobacco, acceptable vice. And for Ben, it might be pot, but, I really believe in, you find a vice that isn't going to kill you or multiple vices that aren't going to kill you. And you got to give yourself permission to do something, but not the one thing that's going to kill you. So the other vice is I'm into chewing tobacco and pipe smoking and
that could kill you though.
It could, but it's not, I'm not a pack a day guy or anything. I smoke like when my friends are here, I'll buy a pack of cigarettes and smoke for 3 days.
Cause that definitely can contribute to oral cancer.
Yeah, well, and chew. I mean, if anyone's going to get oral cancer, it's going to be me because I run a pack of chew through me all the time. Yeah,
if tobacco was really bad, though, don't you think they'd ban it? Like, we're just finding out how bad e-cigs and vaping is, and that's going to be gone because we don't fuck around with shit that hurts our people.
Too. I think it's a conspiracy that e-cigs are bad. I think they're fine.
Did they say there was six deaths linked to them? Like, that's six deaths?
Yeah, only how many?
Yeah, more people die in bathtubs. Yearly. Dude, 300 people die in bathtubs.
It's true.
They die in buckets of bathtubs? Water.
Yeah. We going to ban bathtubs? Is that the plan? Yeah.
That's
stinky
nothing.
People Couple running around?
And what did the guy do? He probably put the vape formula. He probably drank the whole bottle or something. It's probably what killed him.
I think they were all linked to counterfeit vapes as well. It was shoddy setup. I don't know vape. I don't vape. I don't either. I don't know it.
So I'm into, so for the depressed viewer who is dealing with depression, there are tests that have been done where people took a nicotine patch and it turned their depression around in 6 weeks. Because nicotine's a natural stimulant. It's why so many homeless people smoke, is they think that, and they're schizophrenic, right? They think they're self-medicating for depression. So the other things that make you happy is hanging out with your friends and being social with people live in the room helps. Eating hot sauce helps.
I've noticed here a lot of the homeless people here are smoking weed instead of cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
It's just everywhere.
Is weed cheap, like compared to a box of cigarettes, a pack of cigarettes?
Oh, it can be, yeah.
Yeah. You can buy like bargain weed.
It says PT Ham.
Lying to you. The people dying are linked to black market THC cartridges.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
But the you can get a vape cartridge here of weed, 1 gram for like 40, 50 bucks, and that lasts quite a while. It's a good. I don't know if it's directly cheaper than tobacco, but it's definitely.
I mean, tobacco. Yeah. I mean. And it has a way higher tax on it here than tobacco does. The tax on weed here is very high. And
really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was one of the negotiations when you know they were working to get it on the ballot, was the amount of taxation that would go towards it and where the money would go. It goes towards like education.
Oh, 'cause they all saw the cash coming in. What? Because I always thought like if it's really for cancer. And helping cancer people or whoever PTSD or whatever they're doing it for.
Though if you have a medical card, if you have a medical clearance, then you get a lot of the taxes waived on the cost of it.
Good. I'm for that. I'm for it for medicine.
Yeah. You can get approved for a medical certification. You can also grow it at home at that point too. If you have a medical card. They allow you to grow at home. You wouldn't be allowed to for recreational purposes in this state. There are some states, like I believe Colorado, you can grow at home. Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, you're going through cancer, which is already horrifying, then you get to smoke weed to stimulate your hunger and all that.
Yeah.
And you know, most people when they grow house plants in their house, they all die. And like your pot plants, what if you, like, I can't grow anything, so like, what if you brought your sacred pot plants in the house, you could grow it yourself, and it just always died like most house plants do.
And you
still have cancer, you'd be like a ripoff.
Weed is kind of a, like, to get good
they
weed.
They have like weed growers farmers markets around here where you can go and buy like the young seedling plants and that sort of stuff. It's pretty awesome.
Good weed here, you need like a good hydroponic system or a really, really, like, really big open air setup, and still you gotta manage it very well. If you want to grow here in the Northwest, fuck weed, grow mushrooms. They can grow in your closet on accident.
Yeah, those are great.
Another
thing here is, you know, it's not just the smoking. There's so many edible products like sodas and like candy.
Gummy bears. I saw the gummies.
The gummy bears don't exist here. That was like one thing that they were like, oh.
Well, they still have gummies though, right?
Yeah, they don't have the bears though.
They don't want it to be sold to kids, so they're like, no.
I mean,
creature.
There's other stuff that would appeal to kids though. That's the hilarious part.
Yeah.
So they don't do like Sour Patch Worm pot or Sour
Patch. Not in Washington State. They have squares. They're gummy squares.
Yeah.
Everything like is a Starburst. Square. They're a chew.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good. I was thinking about picking some CBD ones up.
Yeah.
Just full CBD, because I don't want the THC. I don't want to get high, but the CBD has a lot of properties.
See, when you smoke weed, it hits you really fast. It doesn't last that long. But when you eat it, it takes a while for it to start. But then it's a totally different feeling.
Okay, I don't know anything about pot. I was in the art department, so all I knew is all my friends would smoke pot. I'd have to drive them around town, and I was like designated non-pot smoking driver. They'd like the whole car would be like a cloud.
Yeah, I prefer to smoke.
I was
smoke.
That guy.
Yeah, see, I don't smoke in a car at all, like whether I'm driving or not. I don't know. Prefer to be
car reek,
yeah,
reek like weed, stinky bowl. And my neighbors, you know, when you live in an apartment, everyone's always doing pot because apparently they don't work or something. Because like every time I was in an apartment, man, everyone around me was always doing pot. You can always tell when they're firing up a bowl. You get like stink and come in the house, and after a while, you get accustomed to it, and you go like, oh, that does smell good. It's like my, it's like our patchouli. It's like our little. Our little hippie smell.
There's all different types of smells. Like, I've smelled kinds that smell like an orange peel. And then it
must
can
be
really...
IPA. Or like IPA.
Yeah, IPA kind of has a weed kind of... I think are hops related to cannabis in some way?
It could
Someone out there that knows that, let me know. I wonder if they're related somewhere. They kind of look the same.
349. Look at that. That's another odd one. $3.49.44. That's got to be $3.50.
Yeah, people keep messing with us.
Yeah, they're doing it on purpose now.
So rude.
They're doing pennies in there. That drives me crazy.
It's so rude.
It's just the whole world feels like it's odd.
I hate when people give us money and it's not in a way that
people
I like.
In the chat are confirming hops are related to cannabis. I thought
absolutely
so.
Oh, okay. Related.
Then that'll explain the IPA smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I get super chats on my channel, I only get $1.99 super chats because everyone's a cheapskate. But they give me $1.99, and I hate. I'm going like, you're gonna ruin my show with your stupid comment for $1.99, and they'll be like $1.99. Hey, Doug, say fart, and I have to read it on the air because they gave me $1.99. Suddenly, that's in my YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's.
Guys, if you're gonna pay for comments, you got to come up with some good cheddar. You got to lay down. Interesting question. We're counting on you. This is part of like crowdfunding. It's like we need you guys to come in and help ask a good question, make a good joke, do your research something.
Yeah, if you're gonna make a fart joke, name the fart Doug to Naple.
Yeah, this is a Doug to Naple fart. I lied about your bird, bro, by the way. I lied about it.
Whoa!
When I said your bird was beautiful.
Whoa!
Oh, damn.
You know how all cockatiels look the same? Well, your cockatiel is the one that's I think is ugly. All the other ones are beautiful.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no.
So,
oh, no.
Do you watch Jesse Lee Peterson?
Who's that?
Oh, he's a black conservative that has a show that's very popular on the internet.
Oh, I've probably seen him.
He
sounds familiar.
He made a lot of people mad recently because he said Andrew Yang should go back to China, but Andrew Yang's not from China, and I don't even think his ancestors are Chinese. I think they're from Taiwan, which I guess Taiwan people from Taiwan are related to Chinese people.
Still, the joke, we don't say that joke. Go back to the country where you're from. He needs to go back to whatever country he's from.
And he's not from another country, which makes it even worse.
Yeah, he's from what, Connecticut or something? Or New York? He's from New York, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was a Bay Area. I thought he was a Silicon Valley guy.
He's just familiar with him.
Okay. JLP is in the news, so I made news this week.
Oh, yeah, I know this guy.
We're telling the truth.
We're telling the truth.
He's an idiot. He's not, I mean, like, yeah. He's
I like
smart.
Him. I like him.
Of course you like him because he says edgy shit, but come on. He's dumb.
He's also
not smart.
He's a huge pro-lifer.
Just because he agrees with that shit doesn't mean he's smart. I mean, like, just because he agrees with you doesn't mean he's smart.
No, because he agrees with me, he's a genius.
No, fuck that. Listen to him talk. Come on. See, this is where your bias comes to play. Right here.
Okay, play it. I am bisexual.
I made some headlines due to my comments on educated women and Andrew Yang. Newsweek picked up my show, and they wrote about it.
He struggles to speak.
And they put the video up there as well. Right-wing radio host says Andrew Yang should go back to China. So
he's the greatest guy. This is my favorite guy in the universe. Right, I want to run for president.
He's running for president, representing the Democratic Party, and he's a socialist.
He's not a socialist.
He's like me. They're all socialists. He's
no,
right.
You
no,
just said earlier that he was. You said he wasn't a socialist earlier, right?
No, they're all socialists. And this guy is now a genius in my mind. This guy's got it down. This guy. I'm glad you introduced me.
Are you trolling
this guy to your audience? Because, no, I've known Jordan Peterson now for a while. I mean,
this is Jordan Peterson. Jordan Lee Peterson here?
No, Jesse Lee Peterson.
Jordan Peterson, you know, the guy, the Jungian guy? No.
Clean your room.
This guy, he started a website called blackgenocide.org. It was about how Planned Parenthood's trying to kill all black people through abortion.
Oh, yeah, you've been following him for a while.
Yeah, since
if that's true, which it's not, they're not doing a very good job of it. Because it's not working.
You should clean your rooms.
And he should not be in our country pushing socialism. He should go back to China. because they are for.
Come on, that's unacceptable.
I agree. That is absolutely 100% racist and stupid to say. But otherwise, he kicks ass.
Beyond the racism. Yeah.
Which I think we can cancel out because he's a black man, right? Like, he's had enough racism.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't it cancel out at some point?
Huh. No. Huh. No, because... No, and I'm sure Doug doesn't agree that you can't be racist regardless. Like black people can't be racist.
Black people absolutely can be racist.
Yeah. They can.
And this is one of those
racism
cases.
Is an equal opportunity employee.
I agree.
It's deep-seated in a man's heart when you look at someone outside.
When you say black people can be racist, is that you giving them a pass to be racist?
No, I'm not saying black people are allowed. I'm saying it is possible for black people to be racist.
Yes, and I agree. I agree anybody can be racist. I don't subscribe to the belief.
Because they've been on the bottom end of privilege or whatever. You know, they've been a victim for so long that it's impossible for them to be, it's not racist, but like immorally calling out people's skin color, whatever. They have a right to be angry or whatever. I'm just saying anytime someone's making an argument of the color of your skin is how I will judge your values, That is a racist statement. That is unacceptable. Or that. No matter what color you are.
And then I told Tiger Woods to go back to China.
If he,
you're talking way too articulate right now.
He loves socialism.
He does love socialism.
No, he doesn't.
If he loves socialism.
All Democrats. By the way, why not?
You don't get to redefine what socialism is. You don't get to redefine socialism to be whatever you don't like and then just be like, well, that's socialism. That it doesn't work that way. It doesn't redefine what socialism is.
What's the problem? Is there a link I can click to send Jesse Lee Peterson some money?
Minecraft.
If you want to.
Minecraft Steve, do you love black people? Minecraft Steve?
Go to the country that he came from and push socialism with the people that like socialism. We don't like it here. It doesn't work here. We're not a socialist society like that. So he needs to go back. And so the people got mad at me for saying that. But what's wrong with saying that? Well, they say that he's from a...
Yeah. This guy's making sense.
Taiwan or...
Okay, look at the confusion on his face.
He from Taiwan.
You see the look on his face when he read. By the way, he gets a lot of his info fed to him through this computer screen in front of him,
and the headphones. Okay,
his handlers are sending him information.
Any Democrat that you could vote for would say there's only one reason why you're criticizing this man right now, and I think we all know what it is.
Because of his.
I don't know what it
comments?
Is.
Because he's black.
I mean, he'll because say that.
Someone, he says that, yeah.
He says that. Someone asked him
every
why he sounded like...
Every Democrat candidate you're going to vote for knows what the real reason is. Because I heard this for 8 years under Obama. Look, I know why you really
Somebody asked him. Somebody asked him, why do you sound like an idiot? And he said, because I'm black. So he's the one saying that.
Yeah, I'm against that statement by him also. But,
that's literally what he said.
He's from Taiwan or something.
See, Taiwan. He doesn't even know what Taiwan is.
Taiwan. You better call Taiwan.
But I don't believe he's from Taiwan.
What do you mean? Why don't you believe?
I don't believe he's from Taiwan.
He's not from
there too. He can go back there too.
He's not from there, but I think that's where his parents are from or something.
The people over there are fighting right now to get rid of socialism, right?
No, not Taiwan. That's Hong Kong. Dude, he's dumb. Hong Kong is having an issue not to get rid of socialism, but to not have an extradition law. Because Hong Kong is technically sovereign in some ways from China, and China was trying to pass a law saying that they could extradite citizens of Hong Kong into mainland China, if there was... Yeah, so that's what they were trying to do.
My bigger thing is, like, why does he have to get the country right for his statement to be, you're a socialist, so go... If you want to push socialism, he could have just said, get out of the country. It's the go back to the country you're from that makes us racist. But the actual statement he means is like, if you're going to promote socialism, get out of the country.
Go find a country where socialism is appropriate.
Well, I mean, he's not promoting socialism.
The country of Berkeley.
Not the good old U.S. of A. where we got a Waffle House on every freeway.
But also knowing what the fuck you're talking about is important anyway.
With peanut butter on it.
And so far, like half of the shit he said has been wrong. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. No.
Aren't they having those, isn't that right? Nick, they're having those riots over there in Taiwan.
No, not in Taiwan. Taiwan is an island.
Having them riots in Taiwan.
It's in Hong Kong.
Maybe he's smoking pot before the show.
He's got people in his headphones telling him, like correcting all the wrong shit that he's saying.
Give me another hit of that doobie before the show, Ben, is what he's saying. He was doing pot before the show.
No, he wasn't. No, no. He talks about how he's against that all the time.
Well, he says it, but I mean, clearly he's stoned.
No, no.
Yeah, they all look alike to me.
Oh my God. How much longer are you going to stand behind this guy?
Nothing to see here, Ben. Move along. Nothing to see here.
Okay.
These aren't the
droids
you're looking for.
Doug Tenable endorses this man. He's a genius. Quote, Jesse Lee Peterson is a genius.
It's in Hong Kong. Well, I can't tell. They all look alike to me.
To be fair, Doug hasn't been.
Oh my God.
Doug hasn't been endorsing any of these comments. It's just the.
Gotta send money to this guy. I want to super chat him. dear Jordan, I mean Jesse Lee Peterson. Here's $1.99 safe fart.
Safe fart.
Yeah.
That's the only super chat I know. That's
Taiwan, Hong Kong, China, Japan. What's the difference?
What is the difference?
I'm just saying, don't. I wouldn't criticize him. I think this guy's a genius. You criticize this guy, and I'm just saying, I know why. He sounds like a genius to me. We need to get, you know what we need to do? We need to get him some more work in Hollywood. We need to get him directing film.
What would his first release be? Is he going to take over the Transformers franchise?
We need to build a raft and push him out into the fucking ocean.
We could give him The Last Jedi.
What?
Or The Last Skywalker.
I don't want him ruining my Star Wars franchise.
I'm just saying, look, Hollywood's always saying they're always patting themselves on the back for every time they have a first black director and black actor and the first black actor and the highest percentage of, we have to get more black people. That's what they've been doing for like 4 years. I'm just
saying.
That's
what Ava DuVernay is for. We don't need Jesse Lee Peterson coming in.
Let's give this guy an opportunity. I'm just saying, give him a film. Why not? Let's get some. I agree with Hollywood.
Doug, this guy's got his opportunity. He's outside of his pay grade right now doing a fucking talk show. He can barely talk. He's been given.
You know how many subs? I'll bet you he has half a million, at least half a million to a million subs.
I think he's got a fellow. Yeah.
Look him up. A fellow geniuses.
I'm a fellow genius.
He's a genius vacuum cleaner, Billy. He sucks up geniuses, are attracted to him like a magnet.
He does suck up genius and shits it out.
He's brilliant.
He's about as brilliant as a broken light bulb.
How many subs? I'm gonna play the YouTube game here.
I'm looking, yeah. I'm sure he's
number of subs equals correctness and brilliance in this.
Is that
culture.
How it works?
Yeah, that's how it works. The more you guys have, I have 12,000 subs, so I'm the dumbest guy in the show.
It's not your fault.
You guys, I have 12,000 subs, dude.
I don't know why. This is how dumb I am. It's taken me this long to find his actual YouTube page because I'm getting links to pages that like take him and repost him. So I'm not seeing his page. So as far as I'm concerned, if his page isn't showing up on the first page, then he doesn't exist on YouTube.
It could just
him
be his own website. He's jlptalk.com. So maybe he just owns all of it and doesn't go through YouTube because they'd probably ban him anyways because he's such a genius.
I mean, that could be it.
How many subs you guys have?
I think we're around 128 or something here, 123,000.
Yeah, you have 10 times my subs. So you guys are 10 times better showmen than me.
No, not better showman. We're 10 times more intelligent, but you're the creative one. That doesn't take intelligence. That comes from somewhere better than the brain.
Fact. I am one of the dumbest guys I know.
Okay, Egghead says he has 244,000 subs, and Egghead also says he wants to suck a fart out of Jesse Lee Peterson's asshole and then spit it into the face of Egg Tits while she's getting dunked on by the Harlem Globetrotters.
Damn.
But thank you for that number, Egghead, 244,000 subs. So he's twice as smart as us.
He's twice as popular. And there's only one of him. There's two of you guys.
That's true.
I'll count as a little. I'm a little 12 down here. There's two of you guys. He's doing this with one hand tied behind his back, slurring his speech. He's saying they all look alike. He's got double your.
Yeah, that's he's so fine much with more me. Popular. I'm fine with not attracting the type of audience he attracts.
But so the people got mad. But I realized that. The people who are supporting this communist Andrew Yang, because he's promising them $1,000 or something like that, free money, they really think they're going to get free money. That's the only reason they're supporting him. Because this guy is pure beta male. Beta male! And he's a communist, and he's from a communist country.
That's just... It's factually incorrect. He's not from any other country, unless the United States is a communist country.
That's just because of your science. That's just what you believe. I'm saying maybe he has different sources. This guy's like the Black PewDiePie. Look at his sub count. This guy is a legend. we should sit at his knees and ask him, say, hey, how do you pull in such a huge audience? You're just ripping it up with your entertainment. This guy is.
I mean, fact. We are watching him.
So
on
do
our
you
show.
Just pathologically lie to yourself like this all the time?
Probably.
I mean, isn't that what every Christian does?
I guess like, so.
Oh, look at I guess that. So. Look at him ripping it. Look at him go. He goes for the throat. He's drawn the religious card off the bottom of the deck.
Yeah.
Played the religious card right off the bottom of the deck.
Yeah. All right. More of your buddy, Jesse Lee.
I believe it's China. Sorry, China. Taiwan or wherever you came from. And so I'm saying that's not allowed in America. Go back to where you came from. I'm not changing that just because you don't like the truth.
It's not so the truth.
So he clarified. He said, I'm only saying that's not allowed in America.
He
shouldn't
it
have said go back. Go back where you came from is where he screwed the pooch. That's well, one that you can't stand.
It's not disallowed in America to have a universal basic income. There's nothing in the laws of our country that says they couldn't create a universal basic income.
I'm really speaking out of my element, but I would think there could be something in the Constitution where you'd be have the freedom to keep your money, and they'd have to pass some kind of a law through either the Senate or run it through the Supreme Court to make the law happen, I would think. So probably technically it is legal, but they could probably also technically force you to pray in schools too. So it's because they can do it. You know, the country can go almost any direction we choose to take it, whatever culture dictates, really.
I mean, we do actually have stuff in the Constitution, though, that that separates
like search and seizure.
Like the separation of church and state is there already, but
I don't think that's in the Constitution. Separation of church and state is something that they use. It says that government shall not establish a religion or something like that because they didn't want a state religion. They were running from a state religion with the throne being all entangled with the church. So the only thing that's religious freedom, it was Thomas Jefferson that coined the term separation of church and state, but it's not in any of our legal documents. It's just how we act.
Article 6 of the Constitution, no religious test shall ever be required.
Yeah.
Okay.
For anyone in leadership, because they didn't want just certain denominations or anything, or keeping, they were trying to keep Jews out and things like that. I like this guy. I mean, not obviously not for his position on Yang, but for I've seen his pro-life stuff, and he's rock solid.
I mean,
genius.
Not really. He's not smart. He just says dumb shit.
But I think when you say the dumb shit,
then you're just like, oh yeah, this is great.
When you say the dumb shit that people want to hear, it becomes genius.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I do think it's funny because I don't get why someone would get so upset about a tiny YouTube personality saying go back to your own country. I mean, I hear people tell me all the time, like, choke and die for my position against gay marriage. And I just go like, look, I'm just a guy. I've got like 12,000 subs. I bang out a few comics here and there. I make a TV show. And they're like, no, you cannot make TV shows. You cannot make comics because of what's rolling around in your head. So I'm just saying, you're not for this Jesse Lee Peterson guy, like being, you wouldn't want to see his career ruined for being stupid.
I mean,
like he should be allowed to go on and to put on a show. And
If his career was creating cool comic book characters, I'd be much more supportive of him than what he's doing now. I don't think what he's doing now needs to be stopped because we love watching it and commenting on it because it's fucking insane. And we love that.
He's entertaining.
Same thing. I don't want Alex Jones deplatformed.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
It is.
And as soon as that guy, as soon as Jesse Lee Peterson gets deplatformed, they're after you next for whatever T you didn't cross or I you didn't dot.
I feel like they're going to get me before they get any of the Petersons or the Joneses. They're going to come get me for just being a sweet boy. They can't have that. They can't have that in America today, a sweet boy with a platform. It's going to make too many people mentally diabetic. I'm too sweet.
It's true. It's true. I just got six cavities just listening to you.
Yeah.
You guys are too good. You guys are too good. You guys are so good to me, too. I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
You're an amazing, amazing human being, Doug. I love how I can disagree with you in so many ways and still love you. Still love you.
Yeah. I love, first of all, no one agrees with me. So if I only loved people I agreed with, I wouldn't love anyone.
Yeah.
So I really feel like you got to see the value in the other person beyond just a checklist of points where they're on board with you. There are psychos out there, and you guys aren't psychos. There are psychos who I disagree with, who I just go, you're dangerous.
Yeah. I would never want you to change your opinion on things because of something I said or did, right? I want you to always have the opinions you want to have.
You can change my opinions by proving me wrong. And it's very hard to prove me wrong, probably because I'm stubborn or whatever. Wait, get these women. I've seen these women on. We got to do this.
Oh, they are.
This is good.
Yeah.
There's something else. Like, I want to join their religion,
he's
actually,
100%. Kind of not
I saw this old lady cuss out a tree the other day.
To speak into that was, the microphone. I can see him leaning
it's
over.
True. It's true.
So this is Luce speaking through the Jamie body mind, posting a job with a living opportunity.
It's true. Oh, my God.
To qualified souls in the all that is.
They're called the Angelic Initiative. They have some kind of, they believe in some kind of angels.
Well, right now,
I don't really know the
right now, the Jamie's body is being used to translate loose, one of the angelic angels. This is loose. That translates to light. That's an angel of light right there.
Lucifer.
Lucifer, angel of light. That's right.
Oh,
this is
no.
one of the scariest, but these people are scary, right? They're so awesome. They're scary.
Dude.
I don't think they're dangerous, though. I just think they're wacky, you know.
Like,
wait,
I feel
you
like
think, you said Jesse Lee Peterson was dumb.
Yeah,
are these
dumb.
Women dumber? Are these women dumber than Jesse Lee Peterson or smarter?
I mean, that also depends on how we define dumb and smart, too. They're not talking about shit they have no clue about. They're just making up
stuff
and talking about the stuff that they're making up.
Yeah, they're talking about shit
about the tummy, about drawing out the whatever. That's they know about that?
No, they don't know. I mean, it doesn't exist.
I feel like Jesse Lee Peterson talks about shit he doesn't know about, and these women talk about shit we don't know about.
Yeah,
we're just out of the
loop.
They all
housing included is to manifest the divine plan right now, no matter what anyone else does or doesn't do. And the specifics of the job?
I would say the first specific is to resolve to actually do the job of manifesting
say,
the divine plan, no matter what anyone else does or doesn't do. Because we all have that as our soul contract, and almost no one is living like they really intend to do it.
That's true.
That's true. She's taking notes right now. What the hell is she taking notes
That's
for?
That's true. My gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Go on.
So the first specific is to resolve to actually do the job of manifesting the divine plan right now, no matter what anyone else does or doesn't do. And the second specific is to be the strongest stand for the search for truth rules. And qualifying test scores will be taken into account. And an exam on the search for truth rules is...
It's kind of relaxing to listen to them ramble.
Dude.
Yeah, this is ASMR. This is like... this
ASMR,
is therapeutic.
Are you serious, bro?
Required.
I just went down a few IQ points, and I'm less stressed, though.
Yeah. It's bliss.
Yeah, the woman on the left does...
That's
so, like, energy healings to horses. It's so ridiculous.
She's pretty.
Before coming in.
Before entering.
To the job.
She's wacko.
Being accepted into the position.
This is insane. She is taking notes.
Yeah. That's true.
And the second specific.
Like where they pump the arm.
The body
pump.
And
yeah, they're pushing up something. I don't know. I don't
yeah, they have to draw that arm back to get that thing, that statement. Yeah.
I think they're channeling from the angels. That's their conduit through the hands to the skies to
have
the angels.
Have they said angels? Because these don't come off as like angel believing women.
They're called the Angelic Initiative.
Yeah, the Angelic Initiative. So and there's angels involved.
I think they're channeling the spirits through the angels. And they were also talking to trees the other day, and the tree wasn't responding the way they wanted it to. So they started calling the tree a stupid idiot. It was like, you're just stupid. Yeah, you're dumb. You're an idiot, tree. Well, all the other trees are complying. Why aren't you complying, tree? You think you're too good for this? We're all going to die. We're all going to die. You're going to die too, tree. It was so weird. They were negging a fucking tree.
Feeling the error patterns. And again, exam scores will be taken into account. And the exam is required before being accepted for the position.
An exam on the error pattern.
Defense.
That's true. And the error patterns are all a matter of public record. They've been analyzed for, I'd say, 18 months, maybe more than 18 months.
Yeah. Oh, so, 18 months.
Do you want to read some of those Streamlabs?
I mean, yeah.
All right, we'll do that.
Let's go roll up on the Streamies. Let's see. That's true.
That's test true. Scores.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Can Doug tell Dusty Cocktail he's amazing, magnificent, and beautiful bird? You did, but you've taken that back now, Doug.
How should I answer? I do think your bird is beautiful. I think is beautiful bird.
Okay.
I think
I was worried.
I'll go back. I was just being mean. That was the evil Jim Kirk. This is the good Jim Kirk.
Okay. The locust god said, Doug, you're a nice guy, but you're basically a white G-man, my dude. I don't know if I agree with that.
I didn't know G-man was not a white person. What color is G-man?
G-Man is a guy that has a history of coming on our show over the years, and he's a very, very religious guy. He's a black guy.
I think I've seen something about him. But yeah.
Bruce Oaks says, my school had a Christian athlete club where they prayed every day before and after school in their club, and it lasted all 4 years I was in school. Okay. Phil Oliver Holes said odd numbers, and he donated the fucking weird change that made our perfectly even the number throw off. Manny gave us
356.81.
How could that happen? Someone needs to do 19 cents.
Killing my universe.
Wait, hold on.
I'm bringing in exact change.
Bringing in exact change.
Yeah.
If we can
round numbers. Round numbers.
$3.19. That will get us to a perfect 360. That's true.
Get it? Then I gotta take notes. Hold on a second. Round numbers.
Spirit Flame says, take some pennies that Canada doesn't even have here. Fix salt.
Yeah, it's true. Canada doesn't have pennies. They round up to the nearest 5 cents.
Fix salt, so that's true. And Riari Harati says, I do generally feel relaxed when they talk, these women here. Let me see if there's anything.
They are, yeah, it's kind of relaxing.
It's very relaxing. Introduce Doug to Bubba the Jesuit.
Oh, my God.
Trouble. Let's see. Anything else might have came through. Egghead says, I get turned on when I get zapped. Whenever I was a child, I was playing with Hot Wheels and X-Wings, and I stuck Hot Wheels in the electrical socket. How can it zap? I got shocked and cummed all over the floor. Then I got the tism and the masochism situation. Hey, kid, sometimes you overshare, man.
Yeah.
But thank you for the donation, Egghead, specifically Egghead. And
Wheel can't fit in a light switch. Can't fit in an outlet. Yeah,
what sort of wizardry is that?
We have a fork-shaped Hot Wheel.
Yeah, how's that work? Manny says, Billy, does that seed speed analogy include when someone swallows the cummies? I don't know. I didn't think that far into it, Manny. Now I feel just kind of gross thinking about it. Thank you, though. Again, Requiem G with that saying he was on medical leave for 2 weeks to take some personal time and deal with his issues, and he's been dealing it with us here. Thank you for sharing with us and also having us be a part of your reconstruction, man. Appreciate you.
And I'll keep you in my prayers.
Yeah. I'll keep you in Doug's prayers, too. Doug's prayers are stronger than mine. My prayers only exist, like, at the dinner table when I pray that the food comes out quickly. I'm like, come on.
So we're going to stream for another 5 to 10 minutes here, and then we're going to go do the post show. Billy and I will be doing the post show for all of our patrons and subscribe stars, $10 and up. The link is already posted, so if you're a patron or a subscribe star, $10 are up. You can get that link now. And then also, if you're a member of the channel, you'll get that link also.
It's palindrome week. Ah.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Interesting. All week will be a palindrome.
Palindrome.
Radar.
Radar love. Race car.
Is a palindrome. Radar.
Radar and race car.
Well, palindrome, isn't that when it goes forward and backwards? It spells the same thing.
Race cars usually go forwards, but they also go forward and backward.
Race car.
When you spell race car. Now, race card is not a palindrome.
Race card.
Some people will try and play the race card.
Like disagreeing with Jesse Lee Peterson. Oh, I would never do that.
Oh, you didn't just now?
Well, I mean, he didn't disagree with him. He just didn't agree with some of the things that were said.
Yeah, I didn't.
What my definition, he disagreed with
disagreement him. Is total agreement is my definition in my truth, in my world.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Yeah. Taco Cat is a nice palindrome. D race card. D race card is a palindrome.
D race card.
Mom is a palindrome. Shout out to my mom who's watching right now because she loves Doug. She thinks Doug's awesome.
We love your mom too. She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's a good kid. She obviously did a good job with you. Do we ever get Ben's family on here? Do we ever talk about Ben's family? We need to get Ben's family? No. Just Billy's mom.
Yeah, because my mom watches the show and comments while I'm live and like scorns me for things I say or do on the show while I'm live. She'll give me a message and be like, "You better stop talking that way." And I'm like, sorry,
dude,
Mom.
My parents scorned me. I'm 53 years old. My parents scorned me for coming on this show and talking. It was that those kids are foul. I'm going like, easy, easy.
We are just foul, guys. Though. We are foul. Like,
but they're like going, you can't go on that. I'm going, no, I'm just hanging with them.
We're your bad friends.
So even my
huh?
parents. Was that?
We're your bad friends that your parents disapprove of.
Oh, no, I've got much worse than you guys.
Oh, okay.
You don't have enough teardrop tattoos under your eyes.
No.
Should we get some?
No.
Yeah.
You got to earn those.
All the kids are doing it.
You can't just go to the tattoo shop and like be like, give me a teardrop.
Actually, yeah, I say, don't tell me what to do with my body. I want 20 teardrops under my eyes. They'd be like, no, you got to. No. What are the rules? This is my truth. Teardrops mean I love everybody. So put 20 of them under there. Shut up.
Yeah.
That's my truth.
Yeah. I told myself no face tattoos.
I'm going to get a Magic the Gathering blue mana symbol teardrop.
I have more than enough tattoos, and I don't think I don't ever want them on my neck or on my face or even on my hands.
I have this many tattoos.
Right here, me too, buddy.
Big goose egg, zero.
I mean, my tattoos, I guess I could count them as two.
Because you just have the two sleeves?
Well, I mean, I have others, but I mean, like, some people could get a bunch of really small ones and say, I have 5 or 6 tattoos, but I just have coverage.
If they're all
a sleeve
they're connected,
is how you do
that's
it.
One.
You get it out of the way. And I agree, if I did get a tattoo, I'd get a sleeve. Sleeves are, do it right. Any regrets on that sleeve, though? Any of those images? Any regrets? Any art that has soured you over time where you go, I wish I didn't do that.
Do any of your sleeves match with the background on the wall?
I mean, they have the water and I have a waterfall, like the water splashing and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of similar.
You ever get
that's
caught?
Really good. That's Asian art, which I think Jesse Lee Peterson knows something about. He thinks it all looks the same.
That band from Drunken Peasants, you go back to
my tattoo
Japan.
Artist did work in Japan, but he's from West Virginia originally. but that'd yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I looked for someone that had experience doing that type of art because that's what I wanted.
What was the most painful part of the sleeve?
Probably the inside of my arms, like around here.
Huh.
Gnarly.
I would have thought it would have been never being able to be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
I'm not Jewish. And then there's like the elbow crease. This right here.
Yeah, right in there.
Yeah. Oh.
You are part Jewish. You got your DNA test results back.
Yeah, but I'm not Jewish. I don't practice the religion, and no one in my family practices the religion. So the fact that I'm 1% Jewish because of a DNA test means almost nothing to me.
But you really did screw yourself. You'll never be able to be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
I don't want to be.
I mean, you say that now because you can't be, right?
I don't, like, where I'm going to be buried almost means nothing to me. If True. I'm even buried at all.
I wonder if they'll let me be cooked and fed to all the people at
no.
my funeral.
There's laws and regulations about what can be done with dead
people. In every
people.
Country?
I mean, no. No.
I just want to but be shipped to a country where they
yeah,
can eat me.
You know what? Normally they don't allow you to ship dead people to other countries.
So I'll have to, when I'm dying, I'll have to fly over to a country where I can be eaten?
They normally don't let dying people cross the border into other countries.
Damn.
You have to really carefully plan this, Billy.
Yeah.
I have a very squeamish friend who, like, you know, like anything, any food that like touches the floor or whatever, he won't eat it, which I do. But I always said, he's so squeamish. I go, when I die, I'm going to be cremated, and I'm going to have another friend who I'm not going to tell you who it is. He's going to sneak my ashes into all of your sandwiches, so all of you will have eaten me. That's what I'm going to do.
I like that.
I'll make a secret agreement with a friend. They'll cremate you, Billy. So you if your dream is to be eaten, you just need to make an arrangement with a friend. Say, look, I'm going to leave you, you know, the last $10,000. And your assignment is you're going to pick up the ashes and you will sneak this food, this into like every salad bar at Wendy's. Just pop it in the ranch dressing. It looks like pepper. And slowly the entire earth will eat you.
I don't even want to be cremated, though. I want to be luau, like pig cooked, like luau style.
Oh, stop.
You're going to be so skinny by the time you die. You're going to look like a Skeletor. You're going to look like a crypt keeper over there.
Yeah, it's true.
All scrawny and amazing.
Nobody wants to eat my fruit leather.
Yeah, you're going to be like fruit leather covered on covering
jerky
bones.
By the foot. That's not good.
So I think we're going to wrap this up.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you want to say before you sign off with us, Doug?
Oh, I dig you guys so much. I also encourage people to sign up for your Patreon and to like
yes,
and subscribe.
Please.
If we're taking care of business, I'd love to see you guys come in as a backer of the Earthworm Jim book on Indiegogo. It's a comic I've been working really hard on. It's going to be a blast. It's like a $25 book or $50 to also get the making of. They're both huge, hardbound 9x12 editions with gold leafing and embossing and all that. They're fancy.
Wow.
You get free. We're doing for the first time Earthworm Jim trading card packs. There's a free tattoo for everybody, embroidered patch, all that stuff. So nice. I'd love to see you guys come in as readers. That's all. And thanks for having me on, guys. You're so generous to me. It was just
I love having you on, Doug. Thank you for coming back
you're
on
good guys.
And hanging with us.
And I'll start dropping a link to my show. If I throw it in that Twitter account, you guys, if you ever see the link, just pop in. It's
cool.
No
all right.
Deal.
Awesome.
Cool.
Hey, all God right. bless you guys. God bless your audience.
Bless you too, Doug.
My all people. Right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.